Remember the excitement of your first ride? Get that feeling again with a 2006 Chevy Cobalt. With more standard horsepower than Civic, Corolla, or Focus, and an estimated 34 highway miles per gallon, it's your next red hot ride.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
Love Jay Marvin, too. Jay's great in the morning.
To Randy Rhodes.
I listen. Number one brand of siding. For a free quote, go to jameshardy.com or call 866-4-H-A-R-D-I-E.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hurricane Rita. How fast will the response be this time?
Now, the latest from CBS News.
AKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapenny. Anxious evacuees have turned Galveston into a shell of a city. Hardly anyone wants to be around when powerful Hurricane Rita crashes ashore in Texas tomorrow night or Saturday.
Turned off water, turned off electricity, and the only thing that's left is a prayer.
CBS News meteorologist George Cullen tells us the storm has grown to a Category 5 hurricane on its slow trek through the Gulf, with top winds of 175 miles an hour.
If there was a Category 6, Rita would be there. This is an incredible storm right now, the third most intense hurricane ever recorded.
CBS's Allison Harmelin tells us more than a million people have left parts of Texas and Louisiana.
Galveston is an absolute ghost town. If you keep in mind the history of this town with that horrible storm that hit here in 1900, some 8,000 died. Couple that with the images of Katrina over the last several weeks and people here were very serious about getting out of Dodge.
In the hurricane zone around New Orleans, police were expecting to find death and destruction, but they also found something they weren't prepared for.
This is Jim Crisula in New Orleans. Police say it was a startling, upsetting discovery in the suburb of Kenner. Food and supplies intended for victims of Hurricane Katrina were allegedly found in and around the home of Kenner's chief administrative officer, Cedric Floyd. He was in charge of giving away the items. Criminal charges are pending.
CBS News is trying to help reunite families separated by Katrina. 9-year-old Kayla Green is missing from New Orleans. If you know where she is, call 1-800-THE-LOST or log on to missingkids.com. A JetBlue Airbus with a twisted landing gear made an emergency landing in Los Angeles, and everyone walked away unhurt. CBS's Aiden Pickering spoke to passengers.
Zachary Mastoon says they watched live news coverage of the emergency on JetBlue's onboard TV system.
We saw the image of our plane kind of flying with the caption, you know, dumping fuel to prepare for emergency landing. I'm like, this is great.
Dave Reinitz had a video camera.
I say goodbye to my girlfriend just in case.
Alexandra Jacobs full of praise for pilot and crew.
The landing was scary, but ultimately wonderful.
Cheers went up when the plane came to rest. Aiden Pickering, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Police are holding the California driver who plowed into a crowd on the Las Vegas Strip last evening, killing a pedestrian and injuring more than a dozen others.
A 52-year-old man was killed. The injuries are cover the gamut from critically to very minor injuries. We don't know the names of anyone at this point. The ages cover the entire spectrum from people in their mid-20s up to their 60s.
KLAS-TV's Atlee Erlingson. Police say they're not sure if the incident was accidental or intentional. Ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are down about 3 points, with Texas refineries closing ahead of Hurricane Rita. Oil is up more than a dollar. This is CBS News.
You know, there's actually a town in Tennessee called Paris.
Bonjour, mon ami.
It even has its own Eiffel Tower. Now, it's a fine place, but nobody's going to mistake it for the real thing. Same with those generic stress formulas that want you to believe they're the same as stress tabs.
My fat chance.
Right. Only new and improved stress tabs advanced has ester C, plus 14 vital nutrients that put back what stress takes away. Stress tabs. Anything else would be less tabs. Also check out stress tabs weight and stress tabs energy.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. We proudly support the Starlight Starbright Children's Foundation.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
But we do have one problem working on the highways. It's a car that heading out northbound I-25 at Happy Canyon. Other than that, we're in real good shape this morning. Southbound I-25 starting to fill in just a little bit around 84th Avenue. The turnpike's trouble-free, both east and westbound. I-70 checks clear in both directions. So does 225 and C-470 as you make your way through Highlands Ranch and around town. Things are quiet, but starting to pick up a little bit on the diagonal Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway. Taking a look at the forecast, expect a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the 70s and showers off and on throughout the day. It's 61 at the moment. Are gas prices getting you down? Well, help is here. Right now, Quality Mitsubishi on South Broadway gets 0% financing for 60 months on every new Mitsubishi in stock. Plus, they'll buy your gas for a year. No kidding. See store for details. Quality Mitsubishi on South Broadway. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
This is, I guess, what happens when you've been doing radio for this long a time and you're Rush Limbaugh.
I think the left has been waiting for the next terrorist attack.
This is a sick man.
I hope he gets the kind of psychiatric help that he needs.
Folks, do you know that we are winning the war in Iraq?
Oh, geez, we got a report here. So this is, Rush is a moron.
That's why we're here. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Escape the rush.
You'll be glad you did.
Sponsored in part by RE/MAX International Real Estate. Outstanding agents, outstanding results. And by Hostway.com, your small business website hosting provider. I'm Charles Osgood. Hurricane Rita is still over 500 miles away from Galveston, over 600 from Corpus Christi, but it sure got the attention of both cities. Corpus Christi is being evacuated.
We want to make sure that our citizens are safe, and that's why the evacuation was called.
And so is Galveston.
Katrina was an example of what can happen, and Galveston stepping up and taking every precaution, and it's up to the people to heed and lead the island.
More after this for RE/MAX. When it's time to buy or sell a home, the right real estate agent can make all the difference. So what do you look for in an agent? Well, experience, of course, and performance. Who sells the most homes? RE/MAX agents average more experience and more sales than any other agents. And you'll find RE/MAX offices all across the country and around the world. So when you're looking for the right agent, head right from RE/MAX. Outstanding agents, outstanding results. Each office is independently owned and operated. What's the secret to launching a successful online business? Well, it starts by answering three important questions. Who'll host your website, who'll design it, and how you'll make potential customers be attracted to it. HostwayBusiness.com provides solutions to these by bundling hosting, website design, and marketing tools into one affordable plan. HostwayBusiness.com wants your business to succeed, and they're giving $10,000 of their own marketing budget to one lucky small business owner. So go to HostwayBusiness.com today for a chance to win $10,000 to advertise your business. Rita is now the third most intense Atlantic hurricane ever measured, with maximum sustained winds rising now to 175 miles an hour over the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico. There's a hurricane watch for a 575-mile stretch of coastline from Mansfield, Texas, to Intracoastal City, Louisiana. Officials will do what they can, but as Corpus Christi city manager says,
it's personal responsibility for everyone. Our public safety folks are going to be out there to make sure that people can get out safely, but people are going to have to adhere to the evacuation that's in place, and if they do not leave, they'll be staying at their own risk.
It's mandatory, but that doesn't mean anyone's being forced to leave.
Old-timers primarily said, well, I rode out the 32 storm, and I rode out Carla, I'll ride out this one. You're not going to be able to find them all. I'm not going to go in and wrestle them down and haul them out of here.
In Galveston, old-timers remember awful hurricanes.
You've been through these before?
Yes, and never left.
You never left before?
I'm glad to leave this time. Looking at New Orleans and all that coastline.
There was one in 1900 that killed as many as 12,000 people. Only a few houses were left standing, including the one Chris Mitchell has just bought.
It survived the 1900 storm. I'm hoping it survives this one. I just closed on the house 3 weeks ago. I just bought it.
Just bought it.
Right. So we're boarding it up and we're leaving.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File. Did you know the Smart Balance is the only buttery spread with no trans fatty acids naturally? Smart Balance uses no artificial process to thicken oils as other spreads do, and it contains no palm kernel oil. It's the only spread patented to help improve cholesterol and tastes more like butter than any other spread, except maybe butter itself. Many fans think it even tastes better than butter. It's my Smart Balance. It's your Smart Balance. It's our Smart Balance. What a spread. This is Charles Osgood. I'll see you on the Osgood File.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. This is Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin again. Welcome along the front range to all of you to Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's early in the morning and it may rain today, but we all should stick together and fend off the woes of Hurricane Rita. This is really another test for the Bush administration. Will they pass or fail? I'd say they got an F on Katrina. Let's see if they can raise their grade point average. Oil companies began closing any ill, at least the people, smart people that we are finally taking into account hurricanes. My mother is from South Carolina, and so I grew up with people, and I'm one of them, too. I loved to ride out storms when I was too little to know any better. Now it's one of those things where, you know, they are so fierce and so nasty, and the Gulf is such warm water, 175 miles an hour. I've been through 135, and I can tell you, you don't want the extra wind power. You really don't. Anybody who's been through a tornado on the Colorado Plains also knows that tornadoes are thrown off of these storms, and it is just incredibly dangerous. So we're going to be talking to a number. We're going to like take a look at this from a number of different angles this morning. I'm quite excited about our lineup prepared by John Turk and by one of you listeners. And thank you very much for the recommendation, Roger, from Highlands Ranch, who felt like he wanted to hear more about the media bias. So we'll be checking in with that a little bit later in the show with Nikki Fink of the LA Weekly, who wrote a scathing article that I don't think was substantiated well enough, but we'll talk to her about it and try to find out. I tend to be a bit defensive about the media, having been inside of the belly of the beast most of my working life. So we'll talk about that coming up. And we also have Colorado Congressman Mark Udall. He has a FEMA reform bill, not a moment too soon. He's not asking for a cabinet-level post, as far as I can tell, so we'll ask him about that. We're going to check in with State Senate Majority Leader Ken Gordon as he walks around the state for C&D reform, crucially important in light of needing to shore up our infrastructure and get our states back on a healthy footing in terms of having enough financing to take care of our citizenry, because if we don't do it, maybe nobody else will. And certainly the federal government apparently isn't going to be competent at it until we get a regime change. So I really want, and we may check in with CBS too, to get a report live from the Gulf about what is happening, because it's very, very frightening for the residents of the Gulf Coast. To go back to the oil refineries, that's going to be probably the most immediate effect on us is away from the coasts, which would be the price of gasoline at the pump. Heating your house over the winter may go up. It's going to, well, is likely, will go up. Forget about it. What am I saying? It is, it's one of those things that this, that, you know, unintended consequences, or should they have been prepared for all this? Well, of course they should have been prepared for all this. Now, they are doing such things as dragging four movable rigs out of the storm's projected path. They've evacuated 500 workers from one of those rigs. BP began evacuating platforms off the Alabama coast Sunday, and they're also removing non-essential employees from platforms in the Western Gulf. ExxonMobil, Chevron Corp, Shell, a subsidiary of Royal Dutch Shell, El Paso Group, and others also have continued to evacuate employees from many rigs and platforms. So if you're like me and may have a cousin or two, and actually he grew up in Littleton, so John, stay out of the way, would you? It's of a concern to all the rest of us, because we're going to be paying for this. And even though, I mean, maybe you agree with Tom Tancredo that we should sell off federal land, where would we be doing that? In our national forests? No, thank you. See, that's the problem. The federal government owns some of the choicest land in the United States of America, as we know, in the West. So I don't know whether I really want the people's land sold off to pay. Why don't you take back those tax cuts for the rich? Those are my ideas. And we're also hopefully going to check in with the Senator for American Progress and find out where else in the budget could be cut to deal with this. And maybe you can get me some head starts on an idea. As I would cut back those tax cuts. I wouldn't make them permanent. I'd revoke a number of them right now. No way are we going for an estate tax revocation. Forget it. It's just insane. It's insanity. It's not going to work. It's stupid. And if we don't start insisting and demanding that our government get better and come up to our level as a people, then I don't know what to say. Because I want to see a country that is worthy of us. Worthy of us. It's 303-713-7600 on Boulder's Progressive Talk and AM 760. And I want to hear from you about where your ideas are. What's fat in the federal government that you would want to trim back, that you'd want to cut? And wait till I tell you about an article I found. Actually, it was sent to me, I think, by a Colorado listener, as a matter of fact. Thank you all for writing me, especially Greg and Roger. You seem to load my email up when you find out I'm going to be filling in, and I'm very glad you do. But one of the articles I found was about the Atlantis worry, and it basically is this. With everybody moving to the Sun Belt, our country's becoming very heavily loaded around the coast. So what are we going to do with global warming, earthquakes, and a number of other problems? We're going to be facing these issues for a very long time. So timely talk on Jay Marvin's show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. By the way, Jay is filling in for Ed Schultz today, so you won't miss your dose of Jay either. It's a great day. It's 303-713.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1235. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1235. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1235. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1235.
Do you really know your past? Where you came from, the history behind your family, and who you are. In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history. We'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. With one phone call, you could relive the joy of your ancestors' wedding day, the hardships of their ocean voyage, their battles and war. Ancestry works so well, it takes just a few minutes to start your family tree. Call us right now at 1-800-339-5991, and we'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. That's 1-800-339-5991. Call us right now, 1-800-339-5991.
Happy New Year!
Jim? It's still summer.
Well, yeah, but 2006 is here now at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Get to Freedom Harley-Davidson and see the huge selection of brand new 2006 models in stock now. Plus, the new fall line of genuine Harley-Davidson apparel is in, too. Freedom Harley-Davidson is on Colfax, two blocks west of Wadsworth. Or check freedomh-d.com for more info. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Happy New Year!
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree.
Hemingway's offers the freshest selection king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
It's like our OJ. You know, we need a glass of OJ every morning to get us going. We need a little bit of mind energy, and that's what listening to Progressive Radio helps us do.
Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I don't think anybody can deny that even as the city of New Orleans and now Houston and Galveston evacuate for another hurricane, officials need to get a national disaster relief plan. This is Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin on Boulder's Progressive Talk. Here's the number to join me in conversation. I have two questions on the table. One is, don't we need a national way of dealing with problems? Because we could have floods in Colorado. We could have massive tornadoes. The way the weather is going, and since we have an administration that currently doesn't believe in science, and we have 3 years more to go with these bozos in office, then maybe we need to figure out what we're going to do. I mean, it just is amazing to me. You expect the cavalry to come. That has always been a part of our mythology. Maybe we're independent. Maybe we don't like, you know, paying taxes, whatever. But the cavalry will come, particularly after the Civil War. I think we began to bind more as a nation. Well, guess what happened? Now we have an administration that has decided to cut the budget so much that, and to, you know, to increase it for their pork-laden highway projects back home and for their little fiefdoms, but to basically ignore the overall picture. For an example, one of the things that outrages me about the Katrina disaster is that there is high rental capability down in the whole region. The Gulf Coast region has rental units going begging. So what did we do instead? Well, we devoted like $100 million to buying trailers. Now, that's good, except, you know, trailers, especially single wides, aren't necessarily going to have much market value after you're done with them. And even though you have an advantage is that you can move a house on a wheel and move it to another, the next disaster area, I guess it isn't too far to drive from there to Texas. But on the other hand, it's like what use is it when there is our rental properties open? One of the reasons why they ignore all this stuff is because they vivisected HUD, the Housing and Urban Development entity of government. They have pretty much ruined, because they, as the cartoon sent to me this week shows, is they want to strangle government like Grover Norquist suggested and drown it in the bathtub. And they just don't really want to have anything to do with helping people out. Well, I don't know about you, but I think it's better to build a highway together. I think it's better to have federal aid together. If it can work competently, and if you hire some guy who knows the south end of a northbound horse, well, then maybe it won't work. The other thing is, the guy we've got now, by the way, he does have emergency management experience, but he's also the guy that suggested we wrap ourselves in Visqueen and duct tape. You know, that plastic stuff that you put down when you're... The only reason I know this is because one of my builders, when I was doing some remodeling on something, said, "Oh, that's Visqueen. Oh, really? Good." I mean, I'm an independent sort and I like using stuff, but I always used to call it that plastic stuff that you buy at Home Depot or Lowe's. But in any event, it's that plastic stuff. But Mr. Duct Tape is now in charge, and it'll be interesting to see how he rises to the challenge. Basically, it has become painfully apparent, you know, the news of a fraud yet today, that this government also doesn't have any oversight over everything. But we knew that because we watched them in Iraq. So cut back Iraq. You know, if we're looking for areas to cut, and that's one of the things I'm going to ask you this morning, is where would you cut? What fat out of the government would you cut? Or would you revoke tax cuts? And I know it's that people are saying it's applying a tax. No, it's reinstating your fair share, which is what you should have been playing in the first place. Because basically we've set up a country where only the wealthiest of the wealthy can survive. You know, I'm sure sure that investing and watching your stock portfolio takes a bit of brain power and work. But let's put it this way. If you're sitting by your pool waiting for your dividend checks to come in, should you really be paying 15% as opposed to the 30 or 40 or 50 that we all pay in terms of local and state taxes? I mean, some of us can hire accountants and try to get our best in legal deductions, but on the other hand, many can't. And I just find it shocking, that they won't even, you know, there are even some Republicans who will talk about it and are talking about it, even some from the Gulf Coast, very conservative area of the country. But the Bush administration won't even listen. They want to plug on, oh, no. Well, you know, and really, can you blame them? Because the only people who like them anymore are oil barons, moguls, and people who are on their way to jail for ripping us off of the heads of corporations. So nobody really likes them anymore. Well, maybe Louisiana likes George W. Bush these days because he promised them pie in the sky. Now, does anybody really think he'll deliver? Because remember all the promises he's made to AIDS initiatives that he's reneged on? Remember all the promises he's made to take care of America and keep us safe? And he reneged. So weapons of mass destruction. I mean, just think of all the lies you've been told. Take a deep breath and go, whoa, was I believing the Kool-Aid? I actually had a liberal call me this last week at the other station I work at, and say, hey, you know, maybe George W. Bush is really serious this time. I said, okay, let's just look at the stage managing of his speech in Jackson Square in front of Assembly Cathedral. I mean, he's standing there with lights brought down from Washington. They dressed him in a casual shirt on purpose. Me, personally, if you're talking about dead bodies, and there are now more than 1,000 of them, 1,037 as of yesterday, then I want you in a suit. I know it's hot. I know it's sweaty because I saw your back on a picture entering the plane because that was circled on the internet, too. But, GW, you know, just get a grip. Be a little formal. People are dead. So then he comes out and he just basically, and he actually, I was gobsmacked, I have to say. I was absolutely French fried in disbelief when he said, oh, yes, poverty does have to do with racism. I mean, for a right-wing reactionary like him to actually admit there's something like racism actually in our country was pretty amazing. Excuse me, I had to take a sip of water. Even I can't talk this much without taking a sip of water now and again. So I just find it, amazing that these guys who pride themselves on, we're so organized, we're so corporate, would you let them run any of your companies? Would you let them run your small, you know, your individual? I wouldn't let them run my one-woman business. Ugh. Now, even as the cities of New Orleans and Houston evacuate, there is, disaster planners are saying that our massive Sunbelt population has left the United States virtually empty. An empty continent. Now, I'm sure we don't necessarily believe that on the Front Range, where it seems like we're always in traffic jams, even with new improvements in light rail. But the bulk of the citizens are around both coasts and the Gulf. And so earthquakes, tsunamis, hurricanes. It's hard to see Florida sinking Atlanta-like into the sea, said one disaster planner at an environmental forum in New York this week, hosted by former President Bill Clinton. Wasn't it good to see him on the chat shows last week? Wasn't it? I mean, actually talking sense. I just have to take this aside. When he looked at the camera and said, we better worry about Afghanistan, I threw up my hands and went, psych! Someone who understands geopolitics talking about international efforts. Yay! You know, it's not so much Iraq, people. It's Afghanistan. If we lose Afghanistan and never catch Osama bin Laden, just how far do you think the war on terror is going to go? Okay, back to reality. Clinton himself has been sounding the alarm in recent months about an Antarctic apocalypse, though in the polar cap as showing alarming disintegration. Chunks as large as states have been falling off, but he has refused to comment on doomsday maps, which apparently were made up during his tenure in office, that show things like only the peaks of our Rocky Mountains and the Appalachians remaining as American islands. Now, this is from an Atlantis website that I have seen. It's dated Washington, D.C., and it's AMP is the dateline, just so you'll know where I got it. But decisions made in this aftermath of a disaster should not be tied up in bureaucratic disorder.
This was from Mark Mueller, an attorney who has represented several hundreds of families whose claims came in before the 9/11 fund. Look, we are in trouble with these guys in charge. I think that is a given. So we need to decide what kind of government, what do you want government to pay for? Who do you want to take care of you? Do you want just your state and local? Because that means you're going to have to shift a huge tax burden over there. So if that's the case, will people fly for that? Or would it become tremendously unequal because some states are really, let's face it, cheapskates, and other states are in the middle, and other states are fairly profligate. Although these days, with the federal government dumping more and more on us with unfunded mandates, maybe not so much. Okay, so fertile field to discuss in terms of Hurricane Rita, now a Category 5. That means with sustained winds up to 175 miles an hour. I believe the threshold is actually 165, but it's already up to there. Also, we're running out of names of storms, so we're going to have to start over with the Greek alphabet if we run out of our first alphabet of storms. I can't ever remember that happening in my lifetime. How about you? It's 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin on Boulder's Progressive Talk. And now it's time to check in with traffic and Bailey.
Well, thank you. We're off to a good start off the highways. Southbound 925, we're busy from Gorton Parkway down to the Turnpike. Then we're in pretty good shape for the ride into downtown. I-70 looking good in both directions, so it's 225 and C-47 as you make your way through Highlands Ranch. And around town, things are picking up again on the diagonal, Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway. Off the highways, have a couple things going on. Have a crash on Vasquez at 56th, and the lights are flashing red in all directions at Hampton and Colorado, so you want to treat that as a four-way stop. Take a look at the forecast. Mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the 70s and showers expected throughout the day. Right now it's 61 degrees. Take a walk down memory lane. We discover how a dash of humor, a pinch of tap dancing, and a touch of elegance taught generations the meaning of hip. My Way, a musical tribute to Frank Sinatra, now playing the Galleria Theater. Tickets at King Supers, DenverCenter.org.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Club Sky presents Pyrofusion Fridays. Watch fire dancers as they perform every Friday night at Club Sky. DJ Devastate will heat up the dance floor with the hottest top 40 in-house mixes. Try the blazing hot pyro team. All at Club Sky, located above Jackson's and Lodo. Visit maxnights.com for more details. Don't know where to go tonight? Log on to maxnights.com and get VIP passes and special invites to Denver's premier parties.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why Engel makes it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing field,
Field, Top Lot and City Park, Daycare Center and Elementary School. With townhome style living from the upper 100s, single family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing and upcoming free Engel Homes home buying seminars. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
Cursing at your cursor? Plagued by villainous viruses? Let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides personalized, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support for your home or home office. By phone or in person, hardware or software, there is no task too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250, or click on the banner inside your media player.
Like broadcasting, you know they wanted to do that for years. That's $4 billion. Cutting taxpayer payments for national political conventions, I wouldn't mind that so much. And the presidential election, I wouldn't mind that so much either. The campaign fund, that's only $600 million, though. Charging federal employees for parking, $1.454 billion.
How about revoking that tax cut for the rich? And also, how about quit spending $5 billion a month in Iraq, where we're losing face, efficacy, strength, and our shirts every day. And we're getting them killed in the process. Wonderful mess the Bush administration has created. Plus, we haven't settled Afghanistan. They're actually ex-Taliban officials and warlords on the ballots. So if they win, what are we going to do? If the country gets turned back over to the Taliban, gee, you think that'll help us? Ah! So the reality is we all need to be thinking about what we're going to cut and what we're willing to deal without. However, I love Tom DeLay saying, we've already cut everything we can cut. Well, what do you mean your earmarks go to your region because you're trying to buy your seat back because you might lose it, Mr. Bugman DeLay? I think we could start. I mean, I noticed on this list, and we'll talk to Center for American Progress coming up. It's like, I'd love to know, why aren't we cutting some corporate fat? Why don't we cut some of the gimmies that we've got for the oil companies that were in the last energy bill when they're making record profits in terms of all this so-called shortages and everything else? Come on. Why don't they pay their fair share? Wouldn't that be good? Wouldn't that be lovely? I think that could really go a long way to helping improve it. Why do we waste money even thinking about drilling in the Anwar Preserve and get busy? And here's what we need. Let's trim enough. I'd be willing to go for some trimming and some revocation of tax cuts, particularly, and cutting out a lot of the waste and fraud and abuse in Iraq, if we could funnel it into two things. A disaster relief fund that was actually earning interest. What a concept. Instead of paying it out to the tune of billions, trillions a day, we would be able to, have it in savings accounts. And then what we could do is spread it around and have it ready for an energy project that would free us from the crack cocaine of Middle Eastern oil. What a good idea. That way we don't have to worry about not building refineries for the last 30 years because they're dirty, they pollute, they're nasty. Anybody who smelled the ground in New Orleans, anybody who did that knows completely how awful it is. And while we're at it, let's stick up a true medical relief backup fund. Do you know that they ran out of hepatitis A vaccine? This one woman, I heard this nurse yesterday, I think it was on Ed Schultz's show, who said, I looked up and said, I can get you some from San Diego. And the woman turned around and said, do you have 10,000 doses? they're that short? They didn't prepare? They didn't realize that they knew that there could be three major events. A terrorist attack, God forbid, New Orleans being flooded by a major hurricane, and a huge West Coast earthquake. I'm knocking wood now because I happen to be on the West Coast, and I'm sitting just north of a massive earthquake fault. So I guess I want backup. Now, I don't know about you, but I've always been pretty good about having extra blankets in my car. I grew up in Colorado. I've got extra blankets, extra water in my car. I usually have some method of lighting the roadway or the car, although I do need to buy a new car kit. But I just, lately I've been, like, I saw beans on sale the other day in the store, and I was like, oh, better buy some canned beans. You know, I'm a cowgirl from the West. I'm going to buy up some beans. And I bought, I think I bought 20 cans, you know, just in case. I hope the dog can eat beans because, you know, who knows, but he's got enough dry food. I also bought him a big box of food, so on standby in case, you know, he's like weighs all of 8.5 pounds. But just in case, I don't want him to go begging or starving, and I'm going to stock up on the water because we really cannot you cannot count on the federal government to take care of you anymore. And I guess that may be partially a good thing in terms of the first 3 days or so, but I really thought we were better than that. I thought we could helicopter. If we could helicopter peanut butter sandwiches peanut butter drops onto Afghanistan, then why couldn't we do it to our own people in the Gulf? If reporters could get in with sat phones, what was wrong with the 82nd Airborne? And it's because we're overstretched in Iraq. It's because Donald Rumsfeld doesn't want to go into things like that. It's because of posse comitatus and some good ideas, too. But if we don't rethink this and change it, we're in trouble. Now, I am harping on this in part because we do have another major hurricane headed straight for Galveston. And there is so much fraud and abuse already budding. If you haven't checked out this week's Newsweek, just check it out because there it is. The Fleur Group is going to get $100 million. Bechtel's going to get $100 million. The Shaw Group is going to get $100 million. Oh, that's former Bush FEMA head Joe Alba. You know, I really want to see Senator Maria Cantwell up from where I'm at in Washington succeed with her anti-fraud, waste, and abuse in this disaster bill. But only about 20 senators have signed on, and that's a bit shy of the 100 we'll need. So, or, you know, the majority, 51. So, anyway, those are my thoughts. I'd like to hear from you. Coming up, we're going to be talking to the Center for American Progress about their plan on what to cut in the budget that will suit a progressive palate. It's 303-713-7600. Once again, that's I'm not saying it enough, I know. 303-713-7600. I'm Erin
Hullers. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BreaksPlus.com. I'm Billy, AM.
eBay, or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, My free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
Happy New Year!
Jim? It's still summer.
Well, yeah, but 2006 is here now at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Get to Freedom Harley-Davidson and see the huge selection of brand new 2006 models in stock now. Plus, the new fall line of genuine Harley-Davidson apparel is in, too. Freedom Harley-Davidson is on Colfax, two blocks west of Wadsworth. Or check freedomh-d.com for more info. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Happy New Year!
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
Find out what the heck, where we can cut, why we disagree with the Republicans on what to cut, and all that other good stuff. You know, the other thing I want to tell you is Congressman Mark Udall will be joining us coming up as well. He's got a FEMA reform bill that he's going to be submitting, and we want to all get behind that because it makes a lot of sense to me, although I wonder about it's not being a cabinet position. So we'll talk about that as well. Do we have Judd? Yeah, nope, I guess not. I don't hear it in my ear, so. Are you there? Uh-oh. Okay, John, if you're there, say yes to me in my ear. Okay, this is Boulder's Progressive Talk at AM 760. I'm hoping that you can hear me. Any event, we're going to be talking to Judd Legum coming up on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Okay. I think I can hear you. Can I hear you? All right. I don't know whether I'm connected with Denver. So I am going to say this is Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's 303-713-7600. It's 6:47 in the morning. I'm not sure what's going on. John, are you there? Yeah. Okay. All righty then. I'm going to be right back on... John, are you there? This is terrible. If I'm on the air, forgive me, but I'm handicapped by not being able to hear what's going on. So I'm not sure.
Even with less than perfect credit, I can sell my car or get a second.
Okay. Boulder's Progressive Talk, AM 760. We're going to come. Okay, I'm sorry. Well, I'm just wondering. I couldn't hear you, John. I'm not sure you're there, so I apologize. We're going to be talking to Judd coming up on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
How
303-321-5000. So, did you remember the number? Give us a call, 303-321-5000.
For our earlier technical glitch, one of them was my bad. We have Judd Legum coming up in the next hour because I can't tell time yet. I know it's 6:50 in Denver and 5:50 where I am, but I had a brain dead moment. Okay.
Aaron, it's Turk here with you. We're working with like three different time zones.
We're working.
That could add to the confusion.
We're like three different time zones. We're sitting here going, who's on first? But anyway, that one was actually my fault, and I couldn't hear him for a second. So it was like, whoa! All right, so the reality is I'd love to hear your thoughts, not only on what we should cut, but what you think is the worst case scenario of what's facing us in terms of the Bush administration. Now, on one level, maybe they've been weakened. Karl Rove, allegedly in charge, according to Ed Schultz yesterday, and by the way, Jay Marvin will be filling in for Ed Schultz later in the day, he is... You know, basically, Karl Rove's going up to shill for people in North Dakota. So he's not, you know, necessarily on the case. Vice President Dick Cheney is having his legs operated on and has sort of been, ever since he got told to F himself down south, which is only fair since he told that, he said that on the Senate floor. Wasn't it to Senator Patrick Leahy, if my memory serves me correctly? In any event, it is one of those things where they are so unpopular now, they are tanking. And yet, they're still going to try, mark my words, to behave as if they have the upper hand. This is their M.O. They're going to say, oh, let's postpone Medicare drug payments. Granted, they are confusing, they are unruly, don't make a lot of sense sometimes. But... that's what they're going to go after. They're going to go after your Aunt Minnie, Grandma, you know, Grandpa Bill. They're going to go after the elderly in this country. And meantime, they're talking about addressing the concerns of the poor and not really going about things in a very efficacious way if they're not vaccinating people against hepatitis A, which is apparently going to be a massive problem. You know, the Times-Picayune's been writing about this. It is going to be very difficult. Now we've got another hurricane, Category 5, bearing down on Galveston. At least people are getting out, which is great. But the reality is we're also still here with the same problems we had at the beginning of September when I last filled in here. We've still got the same concerns, only now we're seeing the largesse cut up by the Bush administration between more and more Republican supporters. It's 303-713-7600. Now, do you want the Mars initiative cut, for example? Maybe that's a good idea. Maybe it's a good one. I don't know. Meanwhile, we have all kinds of other pressing issues. And since we're going to be checking in and out about FEMA and other things today, and we're going to be talking about Congressman Mark Udall coming up, I was thinking maybe you'd also like to talk about anything and everything you think has been being slighted in the wake of the news about hurricanes. I mean, in the last hour, for example, we're going to be talking about the way that the media viewed Hurricane Katrina and how much the media then backed off, according to this columnist for the Weekly, LA Weekly. So I don't know whether that's necessarily true. I think the press got a spine, at least some of them. Brian Williams of NBC, Anderson Cooper of CNN, even Shepard Smith. By the way, I hate watching Fox News or 4 News Network because it's so nasty and biased. But I was wondering, has anybody seen Shepard Smith lately? Has he been around at all? Has anyone ever seen, has he disappeared off the planet since he had the temerity to stand up and say, things are really bad in New Orleans? It's 303-713-7600. Preston in Denver, welcome and thanks for calling the J. Marvin Show.
Hi, Aaron.
Good morning.
Good morning. I would definitely cut the military. I'm reading a book right now called The New American Militarism, How Americans Are Seduced by War. And the author actually is a veteran himself of the Vietnam War.
I've heard of that book, and I have not read it yet.
It's fascinating. Andrew Bacevich, he also taught at West Point, and he kind of picks up where Eisenhower left off about the problems with the huge military complex. And we're
military industrial complex, which we're seeing big time with Bechtel and Halliburton and all the others.
That's right. And the Republicans, when they're talking about government dependency, they never talk about the dependency we're creating on this huge system. In addition to the military, I'd look into the CIA's budget. It's kind of a secret, what's called a black budget, but people estimate that's around $50 billion. And also the drug war, which both right-wingers and left-wingers are against, but it keeps going on and on and on.
Well, that's because they keep self-perpetuating their budgets by confiscating people's boats and houses and everything else. And really, look, just decriminalize it, legalize most of it, sell it through pharma, tax it up the wazoo. Who cares?
I agree.
You know, and then we'll have another source of revenue. I think if they would just have forums around the country, you know, and say, okay, people, what do you think? We could come up with some very common sense, great ideas. Get the experts' input, too.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I would eliminate the war on drugs. We could quit spending so much money down in Colombia, for example.
Right.
You know, it's like pour it into education. We've reduced teen smoking. We've reduced smoking in general by talking about the harm it does. Do more of those ads about your brain on drugs. Let anybody sit around and talk to a former coke addict for about 10 minutes, and you'll be so bored you'll want to cry.
I like what Milton Friedman said about the drug war. Can any policy, however high-minded, be moral if it leads to widespread corruption, imprisons so many, has so racist an effect, destroys our inner cities, wreaks havoc on misguided and vulnerable individuals, and brings death and destruction to foreign countries? I don't agree with Friedman on much, but I think he's right on there.
I don't either, but I'll tell you what, I like that quote an awful lot. I'm glad you snagged it. I think this Andrew Bacevich, whom you're speaking about, the new American militarism, look at all the money that we are spending. Why aren't we, if we're going to spend money on how to fly over people and bomb them without even having a pilot in the plane, then why can't we think of ways to power our vehicles that don't cost us the earth?
Why can't we have high-speed trains, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And so many other things.
Build another series of railroad tracks, because the big problem with Amtrak, as you know, as any city that's on the Amtrak trail knows, is that commerce gets first priority, and probably should if we're going to deliver goods and services that way. But we also need people moving fast, efficiently, and well.
Yep. And one last thing regarding PBS. One reason why the oil barons want to get rid of it is that they're going to be showing something called Eden's Lost and Found. And that's about how cities like Seattle, Philadelphia, Chicago are creating the sorts of cities that are sustainable, that people can walk around in or ride their bikes in. Have green space and other things that human beings enjoy more than another nuclear reactor or something like that.
Portland's really good at that, too. Some of us are going after the Kyoto Initiative without even waiting for the federal government.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Great.
Great ideas.
Nice.
Thank you very much, Preston.
Thank you, Aaron. Bye-bye.
Yep. And I also wanted to share some thoughts with you here on the J. Marvin Show. I'm Aaron Hart filling in. I don't know about you, but I watched that JetBlue airplane yesterday, and God, did they just take hours and hours and hours and hours of watching? Wow, look, I'm seeing a plane fly. Now, I know it's the underlying tension is, will they crash? Will they crash? Will they, you know, go nose up and which was horrifying, except this was JetBlue. So they were actually watching their dilemma on television. Talk about the Truman Show. What a weird, you know, it's like, whoa, we're watching ourselves watch ourselves on an airplane that may or may not crash. It brought it to a whole new era. This one guy said, well, I called my girlfriend because they weren't telling us much on the plane. So I called my girlfriend to say goodbye just in case. You know, you just figure, you know, people who worry about the American people panicking with too much information, you can now rest assured. We can take it. We're more mature than we were 4 years ago. We understand. You know, we are becoming hardened and even more independent and able to take care of ourselves than before. And I was amazed and proud of them, actually, because there could have been panic. There could have been a number of things. They didn't. They just said, well, we're in trouble. We'll see what happens. And of course, it all turned out fine, because they landed safely in Southern California. So, hooray, but weird. And we'll talk to the media columnist about that, too, since she's from L.A. All right, Congressman Mark Udall coming up. He's going to tell us about his new FEMA reform bill. And oddly, he's going to support John Roberts. Kind of weird for a congressman. All that and more coming up on the J. Marvin Show, so don't miss a thing on Boulder's Progressive Talk. Here's the number to call in, 303-713-7600.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hurricane Rita. How fast will the response be this time?
Now, the latest from CBS News.
AKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Potentially deadly Hurricane Rita could last the Texas coast as early as tomorrow night. And Houston Mayor Bill White has a blunt message for people in low-lying parts of his city.
Nobody should listen to this and think that somehow they should wait to be rescued from a rooftop and put on a plane.
A Galveston woman didn't have to be told to leave town.
We don't want to be here. Not right now, you know. So we try to go somewhere we're safe.
National Hurricane Center meteorologist Jennifer Pralgo says Rita is a Category 5 storm with 170-mile-an-hour winds.
This is catastrophic if it makes landfall as a Category 5.
I'm Cammie McCormick in Cameron Parish, Louisiana. Buses arrived here yesterday to help in the evacuation of this parish, many already hurricane refugees.
We've got most of the evacuees out of here from Katrina, from the New Orleans area. We had about 280, something like that, to get out of here. So they've got those folks on their way.
Sheriff Fios Duhon says they've been assisting residents who need help getting out, even doling out gas money when needed. This area is surrounded by the Gulf and marshes, and a storm surge could put Main Street a few feet underwater.
CBS News is trying to help reunite families separated by Hurricane Katrina. 16-year-old Tasha Nuttall is missing from Laurel, Mississippi. If you know where she is, call 1-800-THE-LOST or log on to missingkids.com. Minnesota is cleaning up after hailstorms that flattened some homes, cut power to tens of thousands of people, and killed at least one person. Anti-war crusader Cindy Sheehan is in Washington after a three-week cross-country bus tour that began outside the Bush Ranch in Texas. Outside the White House, Sheehan said she's determined to force change, no matter what her critics in Washington think of her.
I may be a clown, but a lot of these people who are there are criminals, you know, and we need to get them out of our house. This is our house.
A crippled JetBlue Air bus had to circle Los Angeles for more than 3 hours, burning excess fuel before it was ready to land with its front wheels stuck sideways. Well, the pilot brought it down safely and no one was hurt. But watching the life and death drama live on the plane's satellite TV wasn't for the faint of heart.
We were watching the whole time when it was going on. That's really what makes everyone nervous, is the fact that you can actually watch what's going on the news and, you know, and you're actually in the airplane.
The passengers gave the crew a big round of applause when it was over. A bankrupt airline is doing what bankrupt airlines do. Live to CBS's Dan Revie.
Delta is cutting some routes and cutting jobs. Unionized pilots and flight attendants are waiting for details of who'll be out as Delta shrinks. The airline based in Atlanta did announce this morning that in the next 2 years, 9,000 jobs will be eliminated. That's about 18% of the payroll. Delta's executives declare they're cutting their own salaries by 15%. Frank?
Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down about 3 points. The government says 214,000 people have lost jobs to Hurricane Katrina, almost half of them last week. This is CBS News.
Get the zone.
Poor gas mileage will waste a lot of money. So get to AutoZone during fall car care season. Tune up your car and start getting better gas mileage today. Install a new set of spark plugs. Replace your dirty air filter. Put in a new fuel filter and add a bottle of fuel injector cleaner to your tank. Stop throwing money away. Get to AutoZone. Tune up your car and save gas now.
Get the zone. AutoZone.
It was a Tuesday, colder and darker than a hockey puck, and I had to get a message out before sunrise. The old man winter mocked me. I wouldn't be denied.
What'd you do?
I threw back a set of sheets with a thread count higher than the stars and slid off a mattress that held me like a woman and emailed them from the hotel room.
Brand new beds, same old beaten path.
Around town, we're busy again on the diagonal, Foothills Parkway and Highway 93. Arapahoe, Broadway, and Bayside also loaded up. The Turnpike is bunching up with Denver bound between Federal and Pecos. Looking at the forecast, mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the 70s. Showers expected throughout the afternoon. Right now we're at 61 degrees. Don't let the Blitz of Game Day traffic tackle your fun. RTD's Broncos Ride can get you to the field from 28 free area park and ride lots.
search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Club Sky presents Pyrofusion Fridays. Watch fire dancers as they perform every Friday night at Club Sky. DJ Devastate will heat up the dance floor with the hottest top 40 in-house mixes. Try the blazing hot pyro team. All at Club Sky, located above Jackson's and Lodo. Visit maxnights.com for more details. Don't know where to go tonight? Log on to maxnights.com and get VIP passes and special invites to Denver's premier parties.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-6096 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-6096 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-6096.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hard on AM's Progressive Talk, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, actually that would be. Good morning. Thank you for joining me. It's 303-713-7600 to join the show and talk and enjoy. And let me just go ahead and get this out of the way, too. Our winner, our $1,000, couple of Republicans ahead of you.
They're one or two, although their best player we faced off a week ago in an event based on the Ryder Cup, which some people follow, and it raises money for the First Tee, which is a program to get inner city and disadvantaged kids on golf courses and tied to their schooling. And I played their number one player, and we ended up tying. So I held up my end of the challenge here.
Excellent. Well, good to know, Congressman. Now, more importantly, of course, you've got a FEMA reform bill that you are submitting, and one of the things I noticed is it restores FEMA as an independent agency, but it doesn't necessarily restore the director to cabinet level status. Why did you choose to make it independent? And I guess but it's still confirmable by the Senate.
Exactly, and the director would report to the president, so it has a cabinet or a quasi cabinet like status. But when we created the Department of Homeland Security, we had a very hearty debate on the floor of the House about whether FEMA should be included in the Department of Homeland Security.
And as I recall, your press statement says you opposed it.
I opposed it. I don't want to claim that I'm prescient, but it just seemed like it was commonsensical to keep it where it was, because there was concern that it would become so focused on counterterrorism that we would forget to prepare ourselves for natural disasters. The other part of this, an idea that's been circulated here the last day or two, which I think makes some sense, is you give the director of FEMA a defined term, say 5 years, 6 years, so it overlaps presidents, and you remove the director of FEMA from the patronage kinds of pressures that are increasing here in Washington. You know, we 100 years ago, we understood we had to reform the civil service because there was too much patronage, too much favoritism, and you didn't have the best professionals in place. And we're now having to relearn those lessons. If you look at the examples, too many of them, frankly, in this administration, where people are appointed not because of their competence and their professionalism, but because of who they know.
I was going to say, I think the Bush administration wants to take us back about 100 years, no matter whether we like it or not.
That seems to be the case, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, indeed.
We may have. I was just thinking about, and I know you want to visit about this, the numbers just don't add up when it comes to all the needs that we have as a country right now. And $200 billion to aid the people in the South, the cost of the war in Iraq. And there were proposals yesterday to basically cut away all of what the federal government does in every area except supporting the veterans, which we have to do, of course, the Defense Department, and then the Department of Homeland Security. There wouldn't be any education money. There wouldn't be any energy conservation money. Medicare premiums would increase. It's just unbelievable what's being proposed here.
Well, and the front page of the Denver Post indicates today that the states, like Colorado, like other states in the nation, the counties are swamped because Medicaid and food stamps have doubled between 2000 and 2004. So it's not like there isn't a need, and the states are already getting slammed with unfunded mandates anyway, it would seem to me.
We certainly pushed a lot of unfunded mandates down to the states, and Democrats have seized the initiative in saying that isn't proper. Federalism ought to be a collaborative partnership between the states and the federal government. We can't demand that the states pick up all these expenses and all these responsibilities that the federal government said initially, at least, belong to us.
Well, it seems to me, I know that, you know, everybody likes their individual states, and certainly I'm very proud of being from Colorado and all that stuff, but it is, I think we have to make certain decisions about what's going to be federal, and you know, off the bat, I think health care would be a conceivable idea. Disaster management and response, defense of the country and protection, and maybe a couple of other things like environmental protection. There's certain laws that seem to that have to go across state boundaries, to me.
Well, as Abraham Lincoln put it, government does government brings us together to do what we can't do as individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, one of our strengths is the individual freedoms we have and the history of people pursuing their passions, and it's what's made this a great country in many ways. But there's also a common set of challenges and opportunities, and it seems like the people in charge here, the crowd running the country, have forgotten that. They talk about the ownership society, but for me, it's just in the end, this you're on your own society that they really want us to have.
That's I'm stealing that one immediately.
Please do. You know, I borrowed it from somebody myself.
You're on your own strategy. I like that. On your own.
You're on your own.
Yeah, unless you own stocks and bonds, and then you're a part of the ownership society.
Right. The saying, everybody hates government until they need a friend, and we're seeing that right now, of course, in the South, but we're seeing it more broadly in society.
Well, we have another hurricane coming up across. I mean, Hurricane Rita is now a Category 5.
Oh, boy. I just dread what's going to happen here.
Well, I do too. I mean, it would seem to me as if, you know, we're going to have more infrastructure destroyed now in Texas, apparently. Galveston, maybe Houston. And Houston was certainly very severely flooded in the last few years that I can think of off the top of my head. So we're going to have major reconstruction costs apparently there too, to say nothing of having to evacuate people twice.
Look, what I think historians are going to say, unless this administration, this president, really shift direction, is that on the 12th of September 2001, the president had an opportunity to call for sacrifice and to bring this country together,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't. Tom Friedman writes very powerfully about, and has for 3 years now, about
yes.
the energy independence opportunity we had, because so much
yep.
leads to and from our energy regime and our dependence on foreign oil. And there's no call for sacrifice even today. The sacrifice you're seeing is are the literally thousands of Americans that have gone to the South, all of us digging into our pockets. But frankly, if you think about it, we've raised about $1 billion out of the private sector for the victims of Hurricane Katrina. The numbers are something on the order of $200 billion. And the point I'm trying to make is, as generous as the private sector is, and as much energy as there is there, and as much commitment to volunteerism, we still need all of us as a nation pulling together to find the resources to help the country rebuild and get and that part of the country get back on its feet.
Where would you find those resources, Congressman Udall?
This is a very difficult question. I think we have to look at some combination of belt tightening across the board. We ought to look at every area. I think the veterans of this country would be willing to say, look, let's take a look at what we are receiving. I think the Defense Department has the ability to find some cuts, and I think you look in all the other parts of the federal government. But I also believe you can't continue to promote new tax cuts and reduce even further the revenues that the federal government is generating.
Do you think there's any chance that any of the tax cuts could be revoked?
I think you hold fast on the proposed tax cuts, which, after all, in the beginning were proposed by the president to be temporary, if you remember. He thought
yes,
we needed tax cuts. Well, the rationale continued to shift. We need tax cuts because we have too much money. We need tax cuts because the economy is slowing down. We need tax cuts because the economy is speeding up. It's a little bit like the rationales for Iraq. They're situational, and they change based on the day's news.
Yes.
But the president, when he said last week there's no need for any kind of tax increases, and we're going to do this without looking at the revenue side. I mean, I think the American people are going to begin to wake up to this myth about tax cuts doing everything for everybody all the time. It's unconscionable. We ought to go to the people and say, too, look, we're going to be responsible. Government has to tell people how their money is being used. And the president could do that. He has the bully pulpit. But this idea that somehow we're going to continue to cover all these expenses and do it on the cheap, I think the American people understand that that's just not possible.
Not possible at all. And maybe you're right. Maybe there will be some willingness to do that. Because, again, we have not been asked to sacrifice. You're absolutely right, and especially if you're in the top 1%. Now, your FEMA bill, how much of a chance does it have of getting bipartisan support and passage?
There's already bipartisan support. I would like to tell you right now that there's an overwhelming set of sentiments here that we ought to make this a reality. I think it's frankly an uphill battle based on some of the comments I've heard and the fact that the administration seems to not want to listen. But we're going to continue to pound away at this, and I think as the facts are more available to people and the analyses of what happened become more public, I think the drumbeat will increase, and there's an opportunity over the next year to make these changes to FEMA. But I'm not completely holding my breath, let me put it that way.
I gotcha. And I also noticed your office released a press release saying that you would confirm John Roberts as the next Chief Justice of the United States. Now, as a congressman, you wouldn't necessarily have to weigh in because you're not in the Senate and confirming him. Why would you support him?
I took a long look at the testimony last week, Aaron, and
could you figure out what he said on anything?
Well, I took him at his word. I think from what I understand, he's an excellent lawyer. He said he's not an ideologue. He presented a very respectful point of view when it came to settled law and precedent.
Yes, he did do that.
And when you think about who he's replacing, Justice Rehnquist, who in many ways was an excellent advocate for the court and the judicial branch. I, in the end, decided that it would make sense, I think, to go ahead and confirm Justice Roberts. The key appointment now will be Sandra Day O'Connor's replacement.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And it's my strong opinion that whoever the president appoints has to mirror, in many ways, Sandra Day O'Connor's approach to serving on the Supreme Court. I think that's where the really important fight may occur, or perhaps the president, once again, with an opportunity to bring the country together, could appoint somebody who is a clear centrist and who is going to work in the same way that Sandra Day O'Connor did. But
well,
this administration has not really shown us that inclination.
I was going to say, keep hope alive, Congressman.
Well, that's,
I'm not sure that'll be the case.
I'm the eternal optimist, although there are days here when I wonder sometimes. The other thing about Justice Roberts is, and this is something that's not that known about Justice Rehnquist, and I just alluded to it. The judicial branch has been under enormous pressure
assault.
Absolutely. And Justice Rehnquist stood up to that. I believe Justice Roberts will, because we have to continue to insulate the judicial branch and justices from the political process. And there are many here, and I could name a few names. All you got to do is think about the Terry Schiavo case, who would continue to undercut the standing of the courts, and that, I think, is really, really dangerous.
I do, too, and I'm glad that then in that light of that, then I understand you're supporting Roberts a lot better. Thank you, Congressman Mark Udall. I really appreciate your time. It was a pleasure to meet you this morning.
Aaron, keep it up, and hopefully you'll have me on again.
Thanks. I certainly will. Absolutely.
All righty. You take care.
Thank you so much. Congressman Udall joining us from Washington, D.C., and we would love to talk to you about what he said. And my goodness, reform FEMA, his bill, makes a lot of sense to me. But also, I think what he's talking about in terms of he didn't come right out and say it this way, but let me just put it this way. This is the most political administration we've ever had. When are we going to get more people who are concerned with policy, as Congressman Udall so obviously is? It's 303-713-7249.
Limited time offer at participating restaurants. Subway. Eat fresh. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Join AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk September 29th through October 1st for the 24th Annual Great American Beer Festival at Colorado Convention.
Years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th. At the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection, king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
What do you want to do tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Club Sky presents Pyrofusion Fridays. Watch fire dancers as they perform every Friday night at Club Sky. DJ Devastate will heat up the dance floor with the hottest top 40 in-house mixes. Try the blazing hot pyro tea. All at Club Sky, located above Jackson's and Lodo. Visit maxnights.com for more details. Don't know where to go tonight? Log on to maxnights.com and get VIP passes and special invites to Denver's premier parties.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business.
It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
It's Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Congressman Mark Udall gave us a lot of food for thought. Now, I don't know about Roberts. I'm leery of him. I don't know whether I could in good conscience vote for him because I don't trust him on choice. Even though he has said he's not an ideologue and that he appreciates stare decisis, I'm not sure I could go where Congressman Mark Udall. But then again, you know, I'm not a congressman. I'm not a senator, congresswoman. I don't have to deal with compromise. I'm Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin, who will be filling in for Ed Schultz today. You have treats all day, Tinkers to Evers to Chance, famous triple play. I guess we're really a double. No, actually, we're a triple play. So, I'm just thinking I can count about as well. No, anyway, it's 7:24, and what I really want to talk to you about too is, do you like his idea of taking FEMA back out of Homeland Security? I think it was stupid to put it in there in the first place. If you need disaster management, you need it to be independent, and you need so many different kinds of concerns in terms of that. He also, as part of his bill, let me add quickly, has a stipulation that the person appointed absolutely must have, what a concept, experience in disaster management for a city of at least 1 million people. So, woohoo! That means, say, Denver, Seattle, all these cities would be eligible, and I think we better have somebody who is in charge, who understands what they're doing. Just a concept. The other larger question he was talking about in terms of John Roberts is respect for the judiciary, which this administration has also tried to dismantle with the Terry Schiavo case and how many names they called it. John Cornyn practically came out and suggested assassinating judges, which was really scary. So I think what we need to do is respect the third branch of government. You know, starting with Ronald Reagan, people really got the idea that you could just hate the federal government and government in general. And I think that's wrong, because government does a lot of things that we really need. I mean, just coming from the West, where I want environmental quality, where, you know, in Montana, there is an asbestos mine that will be poisoning people for eons because nobody did anything about it until very recently. And I think one of the things that we, and certainly we have mines all over Colorado that have a heritage and a legacy with us. We have Superfund sites. Heck, we have Rocky Flats. So if you don't think we need somebody minding the store, just think again. I mean, I love this. Oh, yes, private business will take care of everything. No, they won't. They go bankrupt and abrogate their responsibilities. So maybe we should have a national conversation on what do you want your government to do. And I know that the Libertarian Party started in Colorado, and there are a lot of awful lot of people who think that, you know, a libertarian point of view is good, but I just think there are a lot of things, as Congressman Udall said, that we must do together. It's 303-713-7600. And 303-713-7600. And I think I wanted to ask him this question, but I only had him for one segment. But I'll ask you, what do you want the Democrats to be saying in response to all this? And what I want somebody to do is come up with a comprehensive national plan, just like Newt Gingrich did. But our own way. And one of the things I think we could call for now easily is a nationally monitored and run disaster service. Backup in health care in terms of a federal, an absolute reform of the health care businesses in this country, because we spend more per capita than any other Western country on the planet, and we deliver less health care than virtually all the Western nations on the planet. So it's embarrassing that we do this. It's wrong. We've got to give ourselves better health care. I mean, not just because I'm within that vast 20-year spread of the baby boom generation. I don't want my mother to suffer. I don't want anybody else to suffer. I really don't. Justin, welcome to AM's Progressive Talk. Boulder's Progressive Talk, actually. I don't know where I'm getting AM's Progressive Talk, because it's AM 760. Good morning to the Jay Marvin Show.
Morning. How you doing today, Aaron?
I'm well. A little sleepy.
I heard the senator, congressman, make a few comments about sacrificing for the aid for all the disasters.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the comments I heard him say was, having veterans sacrifice a little bit. And I didn't know if he meant as far as money, as far as their health care and everything else. Because
yeah, I wanted to follow up on that, but I had so much time, and I probably should have. That was the one question that I heard. My ears pricked up, too. I wonder what he did mean by that, because I can't see that you would cut health care or anything else.
Because, right now, I mean, first of all, I think those people have sacrificed enough as it is, but, not so much the current veterans, but World War II veterans, Korea War veterans, Vietnam era veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Those people are having a hard enough time as it is.
I know.
Getting in to get, VA help and it takes you 5 months to get an appointment to see a cardiologist or to get glasses and everything else.
Well,
so,
the way I heard him, he started to say veterans, but I think what he meant was, and then he quickly said the Pentagon. So maybe what he meant was the veterans might not get all the bells and whistles on the battlefield. I mean, I'm not talking about, like, protective gear or the right kind of guns. But, it seems to me that we're spending an awful lot on military hardware that isn't necessarily what we need to be spending it on, if you know what I mean. Like some of the high-tech gear.
Yeah, I'm going to avoid comment there. I'm still currently in the military, but...
Okay.
I gotcha.
Yes, sir.
The vets thing is just kind of that was the only question I had. I mean, I didn't know exactly what he meant by that. That's what I was kind of...
No, me either. And you know what? The next time I have him on, I'll try to remember to ask him, because I agree with you that I apologize. I did not have a Ted Koppel moment on that. Ted's probably the best in the business in terms of following up on things, And
yeah.
I don't know why I overruled my radar, but I did. Sorry.
No problem. I just wanted to bring it up.
But I agree. That's something to watch. Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Justin. Yeah, see, it's hard to decide where to cut, isn't it? Because I don't want veterans to do out without any benefits. I don't want them to do without anything, really. So, but at the same time, some things are going to have to get cut. What should they be? I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the Jay Marvin Show. Here's a CBS News update on Hurricane Rita.
Here's News Update. I'm Nick Young. Say goodbye to home.
Turned off water, turned off electricity, and the only thing that's left is a prayer.
A woman from Galveston, one of the tens of thousands who packed up and headed for higher ground as Hurricane Rita surges across the Gulf with Category 5 power. CBS News meteorologist George Collins says on the heels of Katrina, this storm's rewriting the books.
We'll have two Category 5 storms in the same year, in the same body of water, only 3.5 weeks apart. It's just beyond anybody's imagination.
We're bracing for a devastating impact on Houston.
Steve McCraw is the director of the Texas Homeland Security Department. CBS's Cammy McCormick is in southwest Louisiana.
Locals are worried.
They have some concerns right now about what the Katrina aftermath, as well as what this storm is going to do to their industry.
Cameron Parish Emergency Preparedness Director Freddie Richard says they've been finding some strange things in their nets.
One of the guys said that in one of their nets they caught an ATM machine.
CBS News Update, I'm Nick Young.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We'll had a couple earlier problems southbound on I-25. They've been cleared off to the shoulder, but we're dealing with the delays loaded up from 104th southbound on I-25 and stays heavy into downtown and through T-Rex. We're still eastbound I-70 from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard and Aurora southbound 225. Stacking up from Parker Road into the Tech Center and around town. Things are still pretty busy on the Diagonal Foothills Parkway and Highway 93, Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline loaded up, and Denverbound on the Turnpike. We're seeing brake lights from Federal over to Pecos. Take a look at the forecast. Mix of sun and clouds or showers expected in highs in the 70s. Right now we're at 62 degrees. Save time on your weekly grocery shopping with Home Shop by King Soopers. Just log on to kingsoopers.com and look for the Home Shop logo. You can have your favorite groceries delivered right to your door.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
Happy New Year!
Jim? It's still summer.
Well, yeah, but 2006 is here now at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Get to Freedom Harley-Davidson and see the huge selection of brand-new 2006 models in stock now. Plus, the new fall line of genuine Harley-Davidson apparel is in, too. Freedom Harley-Davidson is on Colfax, two blocks west of Wadsworth. Or check freedomhd.com for more info. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Happy New Year!
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Club Sky presents Pyro Fusion Fridays. Watch fire dancers as they perform every Friday night at Club Sky. DJ Devastate will heat up the dance floor with the hottest top 40 in-house mixes. Try the blazing hot pyro tea. All at Club Sky, located above Jackson's and Lodo. Visit maxnights.com for more details. Don't know where to go tonight? Log on to maxnights.com and get VIP passes and special invites to Denver's premier parties.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
Cursing at your cursor? Plagued by villainous viruses?
Let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides personalized, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support for your home or home office. By phone or in person, hardware or software, there is no task too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250, or click on the banner inside your media player.
Sure. Well, first of all, I think as far as the veterans, you know, that they're cutting spending, I would like to see a World War II vet stand in front of a commissioner or someone or whomever's going to make the decision to cut funding to ask why. And if those people could look him or her dead in the eye and say, this is the reason why, I think that would be a good way to start to see if this is something that should happen. Now, in regards to everything that's going on in the country, the nation, internationally, what I really think needs to happen is politics are just what it sounds like. Everybody deals with it daily, not so much as we're dealing with the country, but if you think about it, politics run deep. I mean, you have politics at work, you have politics at home, you have politics between friends. I'm not going to hang out with him because he likes Oakland Raiders, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Now, what I think needs to happen, there needs to be a bipartisan, some type of bipartisan candidate out there that can stand between both parties. Someone that's going to unify the nation in regards to major concerns that are right now threatening the country and the way we deal with things. There's no one out there in that sense that says, you know what? Okay, some of these Republican views are good. Some of these Democrats are good. That there's no one out there that's trying to unify. One thing.
Part of the problem is the bases of the party are extremely polarized, and they're the ones who are in the primaries. You know, with our primary system, the way it's set up, the way it is, it's often difficult. And you saw what happened to John McCain. The Bush machine vivisected him.
Right.
So part of the problem is consensus moderate candidates from either side often get, you know, except the Democrats, I think, have to be more moderate just by nature because of the demonization that has gone on of the ideas from the left in this country for the better part of 20 years, but which I think is unfortunate to a large degree. I think you're right, except the problem is this country is so polarized. I mean, we're even politicizing storms now, and we should.
Yeah.
Because this administration is doing that. We're taking our cue from our leaders. And our leaders are doing that. And unfortunately, in a lot of districts, because of gerrymandering and a number of other things, people have to be very partisan in order to represent their particular district. So a lot of it is the legacy of the Newt Gingrichization of the Republican Party.
Right, and I understand that. I really do. And I'm sure there are some people out there who are bipartisan. But I don't see one person saying, you know what, I'm not a Democrat, I'm not a Republican, I'm someone who stands up for the American public, who's going to actually do something for you.
Yeah.
I know what's right or wrong. I know what's, you know, good for the country. I know what's bad. And there's no one out there that's going to say that. They have to play games on both sides in order to get something passed. Come on, I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, I don't know. I do like to know where people are coming from, but I understand what you're saying, and I think we all hunger for somebody who goes back for leadership and policy.
Absolutely,
rather
yeah.
than the immediate political hack idea. Thank you so much for your call, Paul, and I really like your World War II veteran idea, too. Bill in Castle Rock, welcome to Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing today?
I am well.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned Newt Gingrich because recently in the last year, Newt Gingrich and Bob Barr have both criticized this administration extensively.
Yes, they have.
And if those two guys who are really the Barr was the guy that really ran the impeachment of Clinton.
Bill Clinton, right.
And if those two guys have turned against this administration, you know that they're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
So, you know, the other thing, I don't know... I can't speculate on what Congressman Udall meant by the veterans thing. I think you were probably on the right track as far as the military cuts, but it's interesting, having been in the Marine Corps and the Navy myself and done a lot of reading about this, it's interesting how back in the early 90s, You know, a lot of people think Bill Clinton is the one that drew down the military. It was George Bush Sr.
No, it was George Bush Sr. And Dick Cheney.
Well, Dick Cheney, you know, back in the early 90s was talking about we don't need the Seawolf. He was the Secretary of Defense. He said, you know, we don't need the Seawolf submarine. We don't need the B-1 bomber.
Right.
We don't need upgraded F-14.
But we need to privatize the military and its support services so my buds at Halliburton, where I'll go to work and make millions of dollars,
Well, you know, one of the morale issues over in Iraq is that you've got the regular grunts in the military who are making, well, you don't even want to know how little they're making, and then you have the mercenaries working for Halliburton and such making six figures to do the same thing.
It's disgusting. Thank you so much for your call.
Okay.
And Bob in Colorado Springs, if you want to hang in, I'd love it, but, you know, we're also going to talk to Judd Legum, but, you know, if there's anything goes wrong with the phone from the Senator of American Progress, then, hey, you'll be in first. So we're going to talk to Judd and find out where we should cut, how we should cut, and if we should cut. And how are we going to balance our budget ever again in the federal government? Who knew that a Democrat would be our last best hope for that? Anyway, I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. I knew. 303-713-7600. This is Boulder's Progressive Talk. And once again, please join me in conversation. It's 303.
Donated organs and tissues get to those who need them. You can learn more at ColoradoDonorRegistry.org. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The Majority Report, weeknights 8 to 11.
What support for George Bush means, what you're saying to the world and to your neighbors here in this country is, I don't care. I don't care about the air. I don't care about law.
And tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection, king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
What do you want to do tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Club Sky presents Pyrofusion Fridays. Watch fire dancers as they perform every Friday night at Club Sky. DJ Devastate will heat up the dance floor with the hottest top 40 in house mixes. Try the blazing hot pyro team. All at Club Sky, located above Jackson's and Lodo. Visit maxnights.com for more details. Don't know where to go tonight? Log on to maxnights.com and get VIP passes and special invites to Denver's premier parties.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape, 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin. We are joining Judd Legum, who is the research director of Center for American Progress and co-editor of the Progress Report. He's going to be addressing a new article that is on the website at AmericanProgress.org, which is about the progressive vision for the reconstruction of the Gulf Coast, which sounds great because it's currently it sounds like the Bush approach is a as you call it, a conservative's ideological playground, or how to give Halliburton, Fleur, and Bechtel all the money they'll ever need into the 21st century, even if we do have to get out of Iraq. Hi, Judd.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm well.
Well, that's a pretty accurate description. You know, I think we've seen all of this before with the reconstruction of Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
You had people come in, very hard-line, ideological, right-wing folks. They came in. They got rid of most of the taxes, most of the regulations, most of the controls on private industry, and sort of let laissez-faire capitalism run wild. And what we found over there is $20 billion later, we still haven't accomplished very much as far as the reconstruction. So I think the same group of people has put themselves in charge of laying out how we're going to approach the New Orleans reconstruction and the reconstruction along the Gulf Coast, and it's kind of a disturbing picture.
Well, and the thing that disturbs me is this administration has been the worst on the environment, has been the worst. So, you know, trusting the EPA, I'm glad you suggest that perhaps we should clean up toxic pollution in post-Katrina in a transparent, thorough way, and I assume we'll have to clean up Galveston now, too. But the problem is I don't trust them any farther than I can throw them.
Well, so, that's right. And I think that's where the transparency part comes in, is that
right.
You can't just take the EPA's word for it. We need to see the data, see the reports. And so it can be independently verified by the people who really care about these issues, and that's unfortunately not always the people who are stocked up in these federal agencies. But, you know, especially I think, you know, that's really one of the key issues, is that the approach now is let's deregulate, let's get rid of all of our environmental rules. But when you look at a place like New Orleans and like other places along the Gulf Coast that have been ravaged by the storm, that are really full of toxins and all sorts of dangers to people, this is the time when we really need these environmental regulations. We need the testing, and we need to figure out what the dangers are there for the safety of the people.
Well, those that have not been vivisected already by the Bush administration, I mean,
yeah.
I hate to be depressed, but I am. The other thing, I guess the other thing I want to talk to you about, too, is I like your suggestions an awful lot. Center for American Progress always comes up with some great alternatives. Maximum employment of Katrina's victims in reconstruction projects, but where are they? They don't even know where they are. They separated families. They are now moving people out of Galveston and Houston to, I think it's Arkansas. So this will be their third move. How are you going to round them up and get them back? And I know that they suggested trailer parks, and we're going to talk about that in a minute, too, but go ahead. I mean,
well,
how are you going to make sure that they are employed? Because it sounds to me like one of the reasons why the mayor of New Orleans was saying, move on back to New Orleans, is because he senses they're trying to get a whole new population in there and there may be a federal land grab.
Well, I think that it's going to be certainly a huge challenge to get everyone employed. But I think what we're trying to suggest in the plan is that there is going to be, as we pour in, you know, President Bush himself is ready to pour in $200 billion into the region, which is probably needed. But what we're saying is what we should do is make sure when the contractors get a hold of that money that there's incentives for them to employ the local population to help that region of the world rebuild itself and start rebuilding their lives. And, you know, part of that is making sure they get paid a decent wage, and that's one of the first things we've seen that's happened here is
they
cut wages by waiving the Davis-Bacon Act.
Right. So trusting them to do this is another problem entirely. I'm glad we're coming up with alternatives, however. Integrating the poor, very smart. It's been shown that if you have mixed neighborhoods, everyone tends to do better. It can reduce poverty rates quite a bit. Excuse me. But I think one of the problems that here was, wasn't it? I mean, you also talk about expanding Section 8, which is the federal housing program. As I understand it, there's a huge vacancy rate for rentals in the Gulf region. So why in the world are we buying massive numbers of trailers?
Well, I don't think there's really any reason. I think it's really an ideological dislike for the Section 8 housing program.
Exactly.
So even though that this could do it, it could do it cheaper. It could do it in a way that would be much better for the families, much better for taxpayers.
Instead, much better for the people who are living in the region.
Yeah, we're building these massive trailer parks. We're using old shipping containers and converting them into temporary housing. And it's really, I think as we've seen even in Florida where they've set up these trailer cities, there's a place called FEMA City in Florida,
mm-hmm.
that when you take a whole group of people that is really on very thin ice as far as their financial situation, their family situation, because they've been devastated by the hurricane, concentrate them all in one place, it's not really an ideal way to go about city planning.
Now, the other thing is, of course, prevent some gouging. Certainly, I think we've all watched the prices go up. They're down a tiny bit today, but, you know, it's going to go, particularly because they're having to already move gas refinery entities and drilling operations out in the Gulf in the wake of Hurricane Rita.
Mm-hmm.
We're, in terms of, I know that Senator Maria Cantwell of Washington, Democrat, has proposed vigorous enforcement of laws against price gouging and getting a federal law against gouging because, for example, many states don't have them. So what evidence do you see that there will be bipartisan support for that in Congress? Any? Or I know you guys think it's a good idea to have vigorous enforcement.
Well, I think you might see some movement on these issues about gas prices because this is an issue that everybody cares about. It doesn't matter if you're from a red state or a blue state, or if you're from a Democrat or a Republican. Most people are affected by this. So I think especially on the moderate side of the Republican Party, you may see people who are ready to move on this issue. But on the other hand, anytime you're dealing with an issue that affects the oil and gas industry, which has scores of lobbyists, pours in millions of dollars in the campaigns, it's difficult to get any action. So I think it remains to be seen.
Now, you're trying to come up with America's financial priorities too, Judd, I notice, which I like. I like criticizing, but I also like coming up with some solutions, reordering our financial priorities that threaten to drag down our whole nation. I know that the Republicans are continuing to advocate repealing the state and an enactment of the reconciliation package for $70 billion in tax cuts, $35 billion cuts to services, including $10 billion in Medicaid cuts. You say their better priorities are clear. How much would we gain if we dropped the repeal of the tax cut, estate tax, rather?
Well, you'd be. It depends on, of course,
which
your time
numbers?
Frame. But we
right.
could recover, billions of dollars over a short time frame. If we repealed all of the tax cuts we could that were passed in 2001 and 2003, which mostly benefited the wealthy, we could recoup $250 billion a year. So we could pay for the Katrina recovery.
And even start paying for Rita.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And even if we just repealed it for the top 1% of earners, so you're talking about the very, very wealthy, you could recover over $330 billion over 5 years. So we're really starting to feel the pinch and the constraints that have been put on us because of these very deep tax cuts that have been enacted over the last 4 or 5 years.
Well, and the energy bill, you mentioned specifically a $1.5 billion drilling consortium based in Tom DeLay's district at the time when the oil industry is raking in record profits. So isn't there more to be gleaned out of out of the energy bill, perhaps, that there were giveaways and gimmies to the oil industry?
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
okay.
you've got at least $24 billion in the direct earmarks, many of which are benefiting special interests as well. And then, you know, it's harder to piece out, but a lot of the provisions in there are going to cost money as far as loan guarantees and things of that nature that you could recoup a lot of funds from.
Great. Get rid of those. I like getting rid of Ted Stevens' $223 million bridge that goes nowhere in Alaska. And, well, a population 50 island, and $44 million in the corporate tax bill for importers of ceiling fans. I like ceiling fans a lot, but I don't want to subsidize them.
Right.
All right. Well, this sounds sensible. What would you say? What chance do you have of any of this? You know, stopping disaster profiteering. That sounds nice. I don't know whether we're going to get that done, given our history in Iraq as well. What safeguards? Go ahead.
I was going to say, I don't think we're not delusional here at the Center for American Progress,
but
I don't think that there's a good chance of any of this actually becoming policy based on the people we have in charge of the government. But I do think that it's important to let other people know that there is a better way. There all are alternatives out there, and there's another direction that we can take this country in. So I think when we put this out, hey, we're going to make an effort and talk to people in Congress and try to get them to embrace this and put it forward. But even if we don't succeed, I think it's important to let people know that there's another way to approach this in a way that can benefit more people and they could get the region back on its feet faster.
I think it's great, Judd Legum. Thank you so much. As usual, your wise and wonderful words, AmericanProgress.org. Check it out. Those who say that the Democrats have no solutions are absolutely wrong. Progressives do. Thank you so much. Thank you, Judd Legum. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. We'll be right back with more of you. So 713-7600.
1 year older. 1 year Boulder. AM 76.
Call Intelligent Office in Boulder, Cherry Creek, and the Denver Tech Center at 303-447-9000. That's 303-447-9000.
AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Now the latest on Hurricane Rita.
AM 760. This is KKZN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Frank Sedapani.
Yeah, one more time. One more time.
It's time to hit the road again for Percy Williams. He went to Houston when Katrina overwhelmed New Orleans. Now with dangerous Category 5 Hurricane Rita bearing down on Texas with 170-mile-an-hour winds, he's off again.
We never got our head clear from the first storm. Right now, we're 3 weeks into the apartment here. We just about got settled in. Now we're uprooting also again to travel up down the highway again to run away from another one.
Highways around Houston are jammed, and some filling stations are running short of gas. The storm may not hit till Saturday, but Houston Mayor Bill White says there's no time to lose.
If we're in the middle of a hurricane event with 140-mile-an-hour winds and the power's down, telephone is down, you waited too late.
CBS's Cammy McCormick has the latest on evacuations in Louisiana.
Cameron Parish Sheriff Theos Duhon hopes all 9,500 residents are out of this area by this evening.
We're watching the traffic flows, making sure nobody has problems, and making sure that everybody has a chance to get out of here. We've had some people calling, need gas money or need this, and we've been accommodating them.
Buses have been used to evacuate Katrina refugees, including some hospital patients who were being cared for here. Duhon's worried if Rita stays on its current track, its storm surge could flood this area, which is surrounded by water. Cammy McCormick, CBS News, Cameron, Louisiana.
CBS News is trying to reunite families separated by Hurricane Katrina. 2-year-old Jayshana Brown is missing from Laurel, Mississippi. If you know where she is, call 1-800-THE-LOST or log on to missingkids.com. In Washington, the government says the number of people who've lost jobs because of Katrina is up to 214,000.
I think they'll come back pretty quickly. We've got all the reconstruction activities that'll get started as soon as we stop having hurricanes. Unfortunately, we're not quite sure how long that's going to be.
Standard & Poor's economist David Weiss. Well, spilling the beans on corporate wrongdoing can mean big bucks. Live to CBS's Dan Ravine.
Latest example, the four owners of a small pharmacy in Key West, Florida, who've just been awarded $26 million because they provided the information for a government lawsuit against a major drug company, GlaxoSmithKline. The company has settled the suit that alleged price fixing by paying $150 million. The drugstore owners in Key West are getting almost 20% of that, in including prior cases as whistleblowers fighting Medicaid fraud. They've been paid $70 million. Frank?
On Capitol Hill, the Senate Judiciary Committee has started a meeting to vote on Chief Justice nominee John Roberts.
There's no doubt about the outcome. Republicans have the majority and all support Roberts. And at least one Democrat, Patrick Leahy of Vermont, says he'll vote yes, too. There will be some Democratic no votes and a lot of debate. But the committee will report the nomination to the full Senate. The vote there is expected next week, and with Democrats agreeing not to use a filibuster, Roberts' confirmation is assured.
CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrial Average is down 2 points. The NASDAQ Composite is 7 points lower. This is CBS News.
Tonight on NBC Premiere Thursday. After all these years, Joey becomes a movie star.
You love me? Right back at you, America!
The one-hour premiere of Joey. Then, the premiere of The Apprentice, Donald Trump. Bigger, better, with the smartest group ever.
Think big.
Followed by the premiere everyone counts on, ER. Don't miss the thrilling start to another great season. NBC Premiere Thursday, Joey, The Apprentice, at ER tonight.
My name's Brenda, and this is my sixth day with Prilosec OTC. I used to love to garden until frequent heartburn took over like weeds. But now with Prilosec OTC, I'm back in the garden. On day two, I planted bulbs. Day four, I mulched. Today, I'm pruning my dogwoods. Imagine, zero heartburn for 24 hours with one pill a day. That's what's possible with Prilosec OTC. It's day six for me. What day are you on?
Use as directed for 14 days for treating frequent heartburn.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Getting word of a new accident. It's westbound 6th Avenue right near I-70, so that's slowing you down just a little bit. Now southbound I-25, bunching up from 104th into downtown and through Key Rex. We're still eastbound I-70 from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard and in Aurora, southbound 225. Usual slowing right into the tech center. Now around town, busy ride on the diagonal, Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway. The turnpike, a little sluggish westbound from Sheridan to Church Ranch. And taking a look at the forecast. Mix of sun and clouds today with showers expected this afternoon and highs in the 70s. Right now, 65 degrees. Toyota owners, tire maintenance is an important part of caring for your Toyota. Visit your local Denver Metro Toyota Service Center for complimentary tire.
Clothing, The Vast Right-Wing Conspiracy by Richard J. Weissman is available at your favorite online bookseller or at iUniverse.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's just us for quite a spell, so hooray for us. And we'll be talking to State Senator Ken Gordon a little bit later in the show. We have CBS correspondent Cammy McCormick to report to us live from Sulphur, Louisiana, which is right on the border with Texas. And we're going to be talking to Nikki Fink about the American media. Is it hopelessly biased in a conservative way? It's 8:05, and I want to have your calls, though, interspersed everywhere, because
that a vision starts with reminding us of our heritage and what we have done for America.
And respecting our history and not letting them demonize it.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think the demonizing needs to be put aside. The second piece of it is I think that we need some kind of basic fundamental mantle under which, or umbrella under which, to run. And I'd say, why don't we say healthy America? If you say healthy America, you could take almost any issue that we're confronted. To be healthy, we need a healthy senior center. To be healthy, we need great education. To be healthy, we need a strong defense. To be healthy, we need a good environment. So you can come down the list of things that affect us, and we can point and say, this is what we stand for. We stand for a healthy America, and that means a healthy economy. It means a healthy foreign policy. We can bring things, I think, under some kind of dramatic but easily understood mantle. Third, I believe we need to begin to address the Republicans simply not as neocons. We need to call them reckless. Reckless Republicans. And we can, again, come down very, very quickly and say why their policies are reckless. And I think the last piece of what we need to do is we need to be on the leading edge for truth. And that means we ought to have a bill in front of Congress, the Fair Factual Act for America, that requires every single statement that's being made to be judged by a third party. If it's not right, if it's not accurate, the person has 2 weeks to get it right or to start to pay back the other party or the other person that they've maligned. So in my mind, those are four simple things that we could do. I'd love to hear comments from you and others as to what you think of that.
All righty. Well, hey, thank you very much. Well, just off the top of my head, I love the healthy thing. I would also add a litany of reasons why we are safer, because I still think national security is one of the strongest issues that we have to stand on. And all of this nonsense that we're weak-kneed and everything else, if you were going for your history idea, mention Truman, mention Roosevelt, the real Roosevelt, not the faux Roosevelt we currently have trying to be a Roosevelt impersonator when it suits him, when he's ignoring storms in the Gulf Coast.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I mean, and again, a strong national defense.
Yeah.
That's all about being healthy.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then I absolutely agree with you that, you know, the health of the and reckless Republicans, absolutely right, because they have violated every single. I mean, I grew up with in a family that had some good old fashioned Republicans in it. You know what I mean? And Colorado Republicans when many of them had sense and some still do. But in the sense of fiscal responsibility, balanced budgets, because they convinced me on the need for that. Bill Clinton helped convince me on the need for that. I think it makes for a healthier, more balanced nation. I mean, Robert Rubin has been really critical of what they're doing lately. And I'm glad these people are starting to speak up because it's time. You know, I'm glad Bill Clinton is starting to say what he really thinks.
I'm delighted that he is.
And all of this nonsense that George H.W. Bush Sr. did not criticize the Bill Clinton administration is absolute patent nonsense.
Got it.
So you know, I'm not sure about your fourth one. Being in favor of free speech and liking things like The Daily Show where they grossly exaggerate, I want to keep a role for the press and for comedians and for people to make fun. Maybe we could stiffen libel us. I mean, I'm sure that... my particular example of this was the Swift boat jerks who came out against Kerry. It was an absolute abomination what they did to his record. You know, even if he wasn't the bravest Purple Heart ever, in the sense that, look, if you get shot at, if you're a Purple Heart, as far as I'm concerned, you're a Purple Heart. I don't care if it's a scratch or your head is taken off. You know what I mean? It's still... You know, it's still very, it's service to our country.
Far better than avoiding your
military service. Absolutely. How somebody who took 5 deferments and somebody who was AWOL managed to prevail on such a ludicrous assertion of BS. I almost said the real word and gave John a fit. But it's like, I really hated that. I knew he was in trouble when he didn't address it immediately. His idea was sort of Boston Bremen, this is hogwash, I won't stoop to conquer. Well, you know what? With these guys, unfortunately, you have to roll in the mud. I agree with you that truth, what I would like to see is a fair and vigorous press that does the kind of anti-spin work that it needs to do. You know, quit appearing on television if it takes too much time out of your day to make a sensible run at getting us the truth. You know what I mean? It's like...
Well, I would agree with that completely. If we could revitalize the press in a free and fair way, I would agree with you 100%.
Katrina really said, well, I think the blogosphere is doing that to a certain extent, except I still would prefer to see something in, you know, a verifiable press. I mean, I like commentary just as much as anybody, but one thing I like is substantiation, you know.
Correct.
So, and old-fashioned journalism rules, maybe because I came up through the ranks. But I think one of the things that I want is the kind of press and journalism that I saw, the piercing of the spin zone of the Bush administration, so much so that even Fox News had to admit that Katrina was a disaster, even though they quickly spun around and tried to blame, Ray Nagin and Governor Blanco. It still seems to me that the truth got out to the American people, because people were actually taking the trouble of going, this is spin. There are no people here. There are people dead in the street. What are they talking about?
That's correct.
So,
Aaron, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, thanks very much for calling, and thanks again, Bob, in Colorado Springs for waiting. And now let's go to Chris in Fort Collins. Hi, Chris.
Morning.
Good morning, Chris.
How you doing today?
I am well.
All right. I got a lot of stuff I would love to talk about.
Great. Go ahead. Fire away, my friend.
But I think the one thing that I've noticed lately, and I kind of go with the old adage that, you know, keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to listen to a lot of other stations talk radio. I kind of want to hear what the other side has to say. And it seems what I hear all the time is this, like, this seething
talk about liberals. It's always about liberals and the left wing and how rotten we are and how devious we are and how, you know, we don't have good morals and we're not Christians and we're just, you know, all we want is gay marriage all the time. And it is ridiculous how they characterize us.
I know.
As, you know, that we can't be Christians and we can't have some conservative values just because we're Democrats.
Part of the reason, even though I'm not particularly formally religious, although I'm trying to get better at knowing more about it, I joined a group called Faith Forward for that reason, to try and help get a progressive religious message out, because there are, you know, just because I got tired of being called immoral by people who had no idea what morality was, you know, some of the most amoral people on the planet. So
total hypocrisy, in my opinion. And I see a lot. And you know, I'm not a one to point fingers because I definitely don't think that gets anywhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, when people ask me, I usually say I'm a progressive, you know, because that's how I would characterize myself. Yeah, I always think I'm trying to move forward and look forward, especially where politics is concerned.
And change things for the better.
Well, yeah, and you know, like, you know, I had one gentleman called earlier, and he said, you know, he would really like to see a party or a candidate that was, you know, bipartisan and right down the line. That's a great idea. It'll never happen. You know, you're either going to have a Republican or you're going to have a Democrat. That's just all there is to it. And they're always going to have that label on them. And, you know, if you can get one in there, either one, either party, that has those qualities, that would be great. But, you know, what are the chances? I mean, Bill Clinton, in my opinion, was probably one of the true bipartisan presidents we ever had. And he was, you know, his whole presidency, he was just, he was being scalded all the time by the media. And every Republican out there, he never really had time to shine, and that's unfortunate. But
It is unfortunate, and thank you so much for your call and your good ideas. I think a lot of what you say makes a whole heck of a lot of sense. Common Sense this morning, we're going to be checking in with Cammie McCormick of CBS News coming up next. It's 303-713-7600. Michael in Denver, hang in if you can. Want to take all your phone calls this morning on your thoughts of how we can change for the better in our country. 303-713-7600.
Homes from the mid-100s to more than 1 million on the web at VistaRidge.net. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, September 29th through October 1st for the 24th Annual Great American Beer Festival at Colorado Convention.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Club Sky presents Pyro Fusion Fridays. Watch fire dancers as they perform every Friday night at Club Sky. DJ Devastate will heat up the dance floor with the hottest top 40 in house mixes. Try the blazing hot Pyrotini. All at Club Sky, located above Jackson's and Lodo. Visit maxnights.com for more details. Don't know where to go tonight? Log on to maxnights.com and get VIP passes and special invites to Denver's premier parties.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself.
You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape, 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Hi, this is Erin Hart on News Radio, on Boulder's Progressive Talk, AM 760. Thanks for joining me. It is 303-713-7600. I'm not sure. Do we have her? John? Okay. I'm going to wait until I hear from John that we have Cammy McCormick. And I'm going to go ahead and go with, oh, okay, we've got her. So, great. We're going to check in with CBS News reporter Cammy McCormick, Michael Budd, and whoever else is hanging on, please do hang in. Bill and Monument, please do, because I'd like to talk to you after I talk to Cammy McCormick. Hi, Cammy.
Hi.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us. Please call me Erin. I'm wondering what is going on in Sulphur, Louisiana. How does it look? Hurricane Rita, another Category 5 storm, one of the worst ever.
Yeah, a lot of people making preparations to get out. I spent yesterday in Cameron Parish, which is just south of here, an area that's really surrounded by water, canals and marshes on one side, and then the Gulf of Mexico on the other. They've got about 9,500 residents there. We're hoping to get them all out by this evening. They'll be setting up roadblocks this evening to help aid them. They're even giving them gasoline money if they need it to get them out of town. They've also obviously got some Katrina refugees in this area. They're trying to get those out as well, so we're seeing lots of buses on the roadways. Roads are very clogged, gas station stores, everybody trying to stock up if they cannot get out of here.
Now, this is, of course, in light of the lessons that were learned from Katrina. What evidence do you see that FEMA and the federal government will have a better take on it, particularly with things like food and medicine and refuge?
Well, I know in New Orleans in particular, they had stocked up the convention center and other areas with food and water for 500,000 people, although there are surely not that many people in the New Orleans area. Also, medical facilities they're setting up. There are Navy ships out now waiting to stage to decide where to go because the roads were so inaccessible for so many days after Katrina. They know they have to get the military in other ways. The Texas National Guard has also been heading down I-10 west toward Texas, so they'll be ready as well.
Now, wait a minute. You just said that they had prepared for 500,000 in Katrina because it wasn't one of the problems in the convention center and in the Astrodome is that there was no food, water, or supplies?
Right. So this time they're trying to avoid that, obviously. The convention center in New Orleans is the scene of such desperation. They've got a lot more preparations underway
there
now.
I see what you mean. You mean this time. Okay,
right.
I got it. I'm sorry. I don't know why I didn't grasp it. It was Rita. Rita and Katrina seem to me to be two words that seem to connect to my mind.
Yeah, a lot of us are getting the names mixed up as well.
I can imagine. Well, now, as a reporter, what's your challenge to cover this, and what do you think the I thought the press did a fabulous job of covering Katrina and the difference between the reality and what was being said. What do you see as your particular challenges?
The biggest challenge that you face after a hurricane of this magnitude is communications. Obviously, we saw communications go down in Katrina. I was in downtown New Orleans and lost everything, lost cell phone, power, everything for a couple of days, and was actually out on the streets of the French Quarter using pay phones just trying to call in reports. That's problem number one for reporters. Also, logistically, where do you go? There are no hotels. There are no motel rooms available. Shelters are all filled up. So as a reporter, you also have to put yourself in a place where you can cover this and not lose your life, obviously.
Amen. Now, in terms of, I know that they're evacuating gas facilities and others out in the Gulf. In terms of this particular, last I checked, Rita was headed for Galveston Bay area, and may affect Houston as well.
Right.
Is it still on that trajectory?
Yeah, and we're seeing a slight northward turn, which is obviously very concerning to Louisiana. But even if it were to go on the original track towards Galveston, this area in the southwest corner of Louisiana would get the east side of the storm. This is what the governor of Louisiana is so very concerned about. If you can picture Mississippi, what it got from Katrina, that could be what this area gets from Rita.
I'm sorry to hear that. I have a relative who lives in Lake Charles. So now, is this also, in terms of this being a storm of great magnitude, in terms of the winds now, I think we're hitting 175 miles an hour. Do they have any estimates on what structures may be left standing? How far inland are they evacuating?
I don't think they've actually put a mileage on that. They're just telling people to head north, and part of the reason they're doing that is because they don't know where people will stay. There are no hotel rooms, as you can imagine, anywhere in this area. They would have to go very far north to find a place. And they're not even issuing mandatory evacuations yet. When I was in Cameron Parish yesterday, they said they're urging people to leave. They feel like they will after what happened with Katrina. But it would take an order from the governor for them to go down there and forcibly remove people.
And they have not done that. Has the federal government, do you think, and the state and local governments streamlined their communication abilities and their abilities to communicate in terms of this time?
It would appear so. In talking to some parish officials, they seemed very happy with what's going on so far, the number of buses that are coming into these areas to help evacuate people. It remains to be seen whether this level of cooperation will continue. Obviously, that will depend on where this storm hits and which areas it most impacts. But they seem to be pleased so far with the way things are going and their ability to get people out of here.
Great. Thanks, Cammie McCormick, so much for taking time to join us. I know you're busy. Thank you very much from
Thank
CBS
you.
News for joining us. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll listen for your reports. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. We'll go back to the phones to talk about an update, sobering update on Hurricane Rita and where she's headed. It's headed for, thank goodness, they've got 500,000 provisions at the in New Orleans now, but still very scary and very concerning. Michael in Denver, welcome. Hi, Michael.
How you doing, Aaron?
I'm good.
Good to hear your voice again.
Thanks.
I haven't heard you in a while.
Yep.
The point I wanted to make is something you touched on. You just kind of touched on it when you were talking to Mark Udall. You touched on the federal land grab.
Yes.
You know, and I started thinking about why were those people sitting on the roofs of those houses?
Because they didn't want to leave them.
Because that's their house.
Yep.
And it's been in the family for maybe 4 or 5 or 6 generations.
Among all our American cities, New Orleans has one of the most stable and long-lived. You know, a lot of us move every 2 years. Not me, not you, maybe, but
right.
But I certainly am in a house for the longest time I ever have been.
Right.
Last time. So I think the older you get, too, the more settled you may get, perhaps.
Right. And
but New Orleans was one that had one of the most stable populations of any American city. So,
thank you. So
yep.
Now, if that's my house,
yep.
And I know that if I leave this house, okay, for any reason, I'm not going to have a house.
Right,
and they scattered those people all over the country. I was talking to a couple of folks that were out at Lowry, and that was the thing that they were the most afraid of, is that the house that was in their family for 4 or 5 generations is no longer going to be their house now because they're going to go back. And the first thing that's going to happen is, oh, well, we don't know who owns the house. The paperwork was lost when the courthouse was destroyed. So are you sure? You don't have any paperwork either.
Like that hasn't happened before in terms of various other land grabs and reneges on promises, say, like 40 acres and a mule. But, yeah, no, absolutely. I think you're absolutely right. And that's one thing that the people wanted to be concerned about. The tragic reality is that the areas that were hit the hardest, like the Ninth Ward, like St. Bernard's Parish,
right.
Their houses are probably going to be gone because they're infected with mold now or structural deficiencies
and
from being underwater.
Right.
But they still own the land under it, by golly.
Yes, they do. But now how do you prove that?
Well, you have records, hopefully, that will, you know, of paying your mortgage, of having lived in a certain area.
Therein lies the point that I'm trying to make.
Mm-hmm.
The point that I'm trying to make is, you know, we live in a world where in Iraq there's a paper trail for elections, but in the United States, the president of the bold says that I'm going to support George Bush any way I can, and
Steve
so
McCoy.
None of the voting machines have a paper trail.
Yeah. Well, some of them do, but not the electronic ones.
Thank you.
That's very scary.
And we can lose records. I've seen the United States government lose records that were right on the desk.
Fire in the Veterans. Yeah, I can think of the Fire in the Veterans Administration building in St. Louis. Yes. You're absolutely right, although I think with this, if there's a big land grab, keep in touch with the press, keep in touch with everyone, because everybody should be watching that. The thing that I worry about is eminent domain.
Yes.
That they'll come in and they'll say, oh, you know what, this land is already useless anyway, so we just need to we need to build a hotel here. And
the Supreme Court just approved it, said, we can do that.
That's what I'd worry about, and as if we didn't all have enough to worry about already. Thanks so much for your call.
Thank you.
Now, here's the other thing I want to say quickly. We called, and thank you, John Turk, for taking care of this. We did call Congressman Udall's office. He said, no, it won't affect the benefits, the health care benefits, the down-home salaries that the veterans get. What he's talking about is reforming and maybe trimming some costs in veterans administration costs. So, say, Jim Nicholson's budget, and maybe he's padded that a bit. So I wouldn't worry too much about him going after veterans benefits at all. So that was the clarification that we got from back east, and we're very glad we got it. Bud in Denver, welcome to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Oh, we lost Bud. So let's go to Bill in Monument. Welcome, and thank you for joining us on Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Aaron.
Hey.
Hi. I'm picking up on a theme that someone had spoken about earlier, and you were talking about what can the Democratic Party do in order to establish a message.
Mm-hmm.
It struck me that whatever message you come up with, and the one fellow was very articulate and had three points that he spoke of that were very solid and very sensible, and any logical, reasonable person could not deny these things.
Yes, but logic and reason doesn't seem to be prevailing. You know what, Bill and Monument, we're coming butt up against the CBS News update on Hurricane Rita. Can you hold through the break?
Hold on, thank you.
Excellent, thank you so much, because I don't want to give you short shrift. It's 303-713-7600. If you'd like to join us in conversation, please do it, 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jim.
CBS News update, I'm Nick Young.
I'm stressed, I'm nervous, I'm scared.
That woman lives in Houston, where supplies at her convenience shop are running low. Tens of thousands of Texans have left rather than risk the power of Hurricane Rita. The Category 5 storm is bearing down on the Gulf Coast. CBS meteorologist George Collins says if it strikes with its current potency, look out.
We would be looking at a storm surge of at least 15 to 20 feet above the normal sea level. And on top of that, we would have waves of at least 20 to 30 feet as well.
Houston is under the gun, so CBS's Trish Regan says Katrina evacuees are out of the Astrodome.
The lights are off, the gates are closed. All of the evacuees have been moved out either to other parts of Texas, other parts of the country even, including places like Arkansas and Tennessee.
And the mass exodus has led to long traffic lines and many, many hours creeping along the highway.
I'm probably going about 2 miles or less an hour.
CBS News Update, I'm Nick Young.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We do have a couple accidents jamming you up right now. One westbound 6th Avenue, that's right near I-70. Then we have a new one, northbound I-25 at Yale. That one's been pushed off to the shoulder. Stop on I-25, bunching up into downtown and through T-Rex. We're slow eastbound I-70 from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard. And in Aurora, southbound 225, the usual delays for your ride into the tech center. Around town, it's busy, but starting to thin out just a little bit on the diagonal, Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway. And the turnpike a little slow westbound now from Sheridan to Church Ranch. Looking at the forecast, a mix of sun and clouds with showers expected this afternoon. Highs in the 70s, right now we're at 65 degrees. Join Mile High Harley-Davidson's Chrome Coming Open House Celebration this month at I-70 and Airport Boulevard. Check out the incredible selection of 2006 Harleys in stock. And for the best in sales, parts, motor clothes, rentals, and Rider's Edge training, go to Mile High Harley-Davidson, I-70 and Airport. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I love the radio station. I hope it
quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why Engel makes it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center and elementary school. With townhome style living from the upper 100s, single family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing and upcoming free Engel Homes home buying seminars. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
Do you really know your past? Where you came from, the history behind your family, and who you are? In less than 5 minutes, we can help you start to find out. At Ancestry, we help millions of people just like you connect with their family roots, from the recent past to 10 generations or more. We're so sure that we can find your family history. We'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. With one phone call, you could relive the joy of your ancestors' wedding day, the hardships of their ocean voyage, their battles and war. Ancestry works so well, it takes just a few minutes to start your family tree. Call us right now at 1-800-339-5991, and we'll give you a free copy of our best-selling family tree program just for calling 1-800-339-5991. That's 1-800-339-5991. Call us right now, 1-800-339-5991.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-322-1235. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-322-1235. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-322-1235. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-322-1235.
Happy New Year!
Jim? It's still summer.
Well, yeah, but 2006 is here now at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Get to Freedom Harley-Davidson and see the huge selection of brand-new 2006 models in stock now. Plus, the new fall line of genuine Harley-Davidson apparel is in, too. Freedom Harley-Davidson is on Colfax, two blocks west of Wadsworth. Or check freedomh-d.com for more info. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Happy New Year!
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection, king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
Yeah, the main point I'm trying to make, though, is that whenever this is spoken about a lot on this show and on many shows, there's a lot of talk that the Democrats don't have a message, that the country doesn't know what they stand for, that they've lost their bearings, they don't represent labor, they don't represent the common man. You know, and these are all, very, to me, very accurate and important points that people make. However, if in fact we ever find some kind of a theme that can resonate, I don't know if anybody talks much about, and I don't hardly ever hear it, if it happens, if anybody talks about the way means to which you're going to get this message out.
Well, I think one of the things that I mean, progressive radio has more of outlets. I mean, I've been in radio for a while, and one of the things that always amused me is when program directors would say, "Hey, convert to the dark side, and we'll get you a daily job." And it's like, no, I can't talk and gag at the same time. I think that that progressives have always and liberals have always resonated with the American people, and I don't necessarily fully agree that there isn't a message. I don't think there's necessarily a compelling messenger. Just like everything else in the United States of America, one of the reasons why the right-wing Republicans went so crazy for George W. Bush is because he's that aw shucks kind of folksy American archetype I think personally he's an empty pair of cowboy boots. But on the other hand, you know, he resonated with aw shucks, regular people, which just makes me laugh anyway, because he actually has more in common with New England Bremen loafers than he does with Texas roots. But on the other hand, he can fake it. And the reality is Bill Clinton embodied a very good politician. And I think while he didn't necessarily go as far liberal as I would have liked on some things, he had to deal with the Republican Congress. And one of the things that he did, which I think was good, was brought the country back to the middle, say, on fiscal sanity, which I think was intelligent and well done. There were mistakes made, no doubt, but I think part of it is we're all looking for a compelling messenger. That's why Barack Obama captivated so much imagination at the Democratic Party convention, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, so you're saying that really the problem lies with not so much the party, because the party, when it has a good candidate like Clinton, knows how to actually, get him over the finish line.
Because he did it the other day. He had a way. I think it also takes a compelling messenger who has the ability, and Mo Udall seems to have this to a certain extent. There are politicians out there who have it. Barack Obama's got it. An ability to take complicated issues and, for lack of a better term, I'll borrow from Mark Twain, to explain it to an 8-year-old. We're all so busy that we don't have time to synthesize. Do you know what I'm saying? I have time to be a policy wonk, but if I were not working this job and not paid to read and think and surf 9,000 websites, I wouldn't be able, you know what I mean? Ability to talk in headlines. In some ways,
most people need to have their information digested for them.
Exactly.
So, and then that comes down to who's presenting you with that information, and that's a matter of trust. And somehow,
yep,
the Republican Party has been able to set up these talking heads or these
bamboozle you.
That actually, it's not so much what they're saying, it's the fact that they've been able to establish these people as credible. And people then make the leap of faith and believe what these people say.
And they're also very good at scaring you, because that's the other thing that they did, was they scared people. And I think that has, since 9/11, I think the game has changed a little bit. Which is, you know, now they made it, but see, the Wizard of Oz has been revealed to be the bogus professor that he really is. Because by saying, be scared, be afraid, we'll take care of you, I'm the great and powerful Oz, Katrina ripped the curtain away. Katrina was Toto, you know?
Yeah.
Grabbed the curtain, as Frank Rich, I'm borrowing a little from Frank Rich, a recent column, he just grabbed the curtain and revealed them to be who they are, which is, all they want to do is cut government to the quick and beyond, and make the country safe for rich people.
Well, they look pretty revealing way back before the last election. What makes you think that?
I agree.
If we didn't have an election in 3 months, that Karl Rove wouldn't sit down at the controls, start turning the dials, spinning the wheels, and pushing the buttons.
Because
after week, watch Bush's ratings go right back up again.
Because people were frightened before, and they're less frightened. And the worst has now happened to us twice. Two out of three of the worst things that can happen, and I'm sitting in earthquake story country, so I do not want to jinx anything, okay? Because that was the third one on the list. I'm sitting here going, am I shaking? No, not yet. Good. But I think one of the things that we have to make up our minds to do is to insist on better government. And I agree with you. I have been yelling about George W. Bush for a long time, and I like John Kerry, because I kind of like cerebral people who understand policy. The problem is he didn't have a compelling way of articulating it. John Edwards had a better way of doing it, but he wasn't seasoned enough.
He didn't have the charisma of a Clinton.
No. And John Edwards may, but he hasn't had the depth or experience. And after 9/11, John Edwards wasn't going to be able to pull it off.
So do you not think, then, that we as Democrats, or I'm not actually a Democrat, I'm an independent, but I'm pushing on the Democrat side now, do you not think that we have to somehow use the Republican strategy and the Republican methods that have been so effective? Do you think that we can still go back and be honest and straightforward with just a compelling messenger, and that will be enough to offset the awful, awful, ruthless, scorched earth means that the Republicans use to damage our candidates and put their damaged goods across?
Wow, what a question. I'm going to wait until after the break to answer that one. But thank you so much, Bill and Monument. I'm Aaron Hart. Wow, what a question. And we're going to throw that one out there for all of you. Ugh. It's 303-713-7600. I'm saying, ugh, because it's such a challenging question. I need the break just to get my head together. I don't know about you. It's 303-713-7600. Those of you who are still on the air, on the lines, please hang in. 303-713-7600.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Club Sky presents Pyrofusion Fridays. Watch fire dancers as they perform every Friday night at Club Sky. DJ Devastate will heat up the dance floor with the hottest top 40 and house mixes. Try the blazing hot pyro team. All at Club Sky, located above Jackson's and Lodo. Visit maxnights.com for more details. Don't know where to go tonight? Log on to maxnights.com and get VIP passes and special invites to Denver's premier parties.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer for every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Sorry I missed you, Mac and Greeley, but I do want to talk to Marion Greeley coming up. But this just in. Now, this is Gossip Alert, Gossip Alert. This is from the National Enquirer, Gossip Alert. But, you know, it resonates with me because I've been thinking that he's either on a dry drunk or drunk for a while. And, yes, I'm talking about the man who's supposed to be in recovery in chief. Let me just add, full disclosure, I've been in recovery for some time now, years, actually, thank God. And let me also say that I have alcoholism in my family. So I do take it seriously. I do think it's a critical, I think it's a fatal disease if it is active. So I am very serious about that. But I also have been in recovery long enough, and I grew up in a kind of a dark humor family. So, you know, it's like, eh. Apparently he's drinking again. That's the story from the National Enquirer. Hitting the bottle again. Apparently he started boozing amid the Katrina catastrophe. Oh, I think he's been boozing before that, or else he was leading up to it. Family sources have said that the 59-year-old president was caught by the First Lady Laura downing a shot of booze at the family ranch in Crawford when he learned of the hurricane disaster. His worried wife yelled at him, "Stop, George!" Following the shocking incident disclosed here for the first time, Laura privately warned her husband against falling off the wagon. Well, he already done fell, Laura. That was my parenthetical. Vowed to travel with him more often so she can keep an eye on W. Ooh, that's a very codependent thing to do. When the levees broke in New Orleans, it apparently made him reach for a shot, said one insider. He poured himself a Texas-sized shot of straight whiskey and tossed it back. The First Lady was shocked and shouted, "Stop, George!" She's given him an ultimatum before. It's Jim Beam or me. She doesn't want to replay that nightmare, especially now when it's tough going for her husband. You know, that would make sense why he just went off and partied after that. And remember when he landed in New Orleans, he said that, "I used to party here a lot." Now, another source said, "I'm only surprised to hear he hasn't taken a shot sooner." I would fall in that category. "Before Katrina, he was at his wit's end. I've known him for years. He's been a good old Texas boy forever. George had a drinking problem for years. The most professionals would say needed therapy. He doesn't believe in it, and he never got it. He drank his way during youth, during college, and well into his 30s, and everyone's been drinking around him." They say that if you don't, some psychiatrists think that if you don't get treatment for your alcoholism, formal therapy, then you basically are the same age you were when you started drinking, or you missed all those years of development. And you know, nicknames, juvenile way of falling apart in private, which has been reported in a lot of different sources, that he yells and screams in the background. All right. Enough said. And full disclosure, I did try to take care of my problems in therapy because I think it's important to do that if you've had, look, if you've had a major disease that can kill you, perhaps it is good to go to therapy. Just my thought. But then again, I don't want to sound too high and mighty either because you know what? I've seen people in my family fall off the wagon too, and it's nasty and it's ugly and I don't ever want to do it. Mary in Greeley, welcome to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Thought. Howdy.
I'm in Longmont
Talk,
now.
Not thought.
But that's okay.
You're in Longmont now? You already drove to Longmont?
There's things I like about Greeley, too.
Yes, okay.
Listen, there's nothing. The Democrats didn't do anything wrong to speak of. What you're dealing with here, and I'm speaking from experience, you're dealing with a bunch of crooks. So what do you do with crooks?
Jail them.
That's right. You get something on them and put them in jail or kick them out.
Yep.
Send them to another place.
I think that there are a number of indictable offenses that if the written paper trail comes out, these guys are going to the slam. But I could be wrong. It depends. You know, it depends on whether they wrote anything down.
Well,
I also
they're pretty slick, Aaron.
They are slick. Absolutely. They're some of the slickest we've ever had in office.
We have Condoleezza's professor from DU in my senior center class.
Joseph Corbell, the father of... Oh, okay.
Oh, what is... Well, no, Beal.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Beal.
Mm-hmm.
And if he had his way, he'd do away with our Constitution. So since I'm a daughter of the American Revolution, I must stand up to him, and I'm doing it.
Amen. Thank you very much, Mary.
Thank you.
You know, a funny story about one of my grandparents. So she was going to join the DAR, but then she found out that they didn't take black folk at the time, and she withdrew her application. Good for her. Although I think they've straightened that out, thank God. Mac and Greeley, thanks for joining us, and welcome to AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk and the Jay Marvin Show.
Good morning,
hi, Mac.
Aaron.
Good morning.
Hey, I wanted to, throughout the last week or so, it's been sprinkled in all of the talk, the host of every program, I've mentioned something about the Davis-Bacon Act being suspended by the president.
Yes.
I would like to point out to your listeners in the fourth CD, to your listeners who know someone in the fourth CD, to go to Marilyn Musgrave, Congresswoman Musgrave's site, and she's boasting of leading that effort to get the president to suspend the act. And we can discuss till the cows come home whether, the benefits of that, of saving money, et cetera. But I want to point out it's just that attitude that she has. And so many of the conservative Republicans, kick them when they're up, kick them when they're down.
Well, Marilyn Musgrave, who doesn't believe in science either, let's face it, never met a scientific fact that she could probably deal with. So I think one of the things that I would like to see, doesn't she have a pretty good Democratic challenger coming up against her? I remember in the back of my mind reading somewhere.
Andy Pachoni's, a state representative from Fort Collins, just announced, yes.
Yes, so isn't she pretty good? I don't know how she is politically, but I hope she's got the gumption to beat her, because Marilyn Musgrave is an embarrassment to the state of Colorado. Can I just say that? Thank you. I mean, I find her very chilling. Thank you, Mac and Greeley. I think she's very chilling, and I do not want her to be served as my Congress, and I will go to her website, I suppose, to check her out, but all right. We are going to be talking to, I believe we're going to be talking to Nikki Fink coming up next. She postulates that the press has been hopelessly biased by the court. Just as corporations we've become a military-industrial complex as a nation, as President Eisenhower warned us we would do, we have also succumbed to our media being, for example, when I first started out in talk radio, which wasn't that long ago, there were more than, I think, 300 media corporations in the business. Now there are primarily six. And radio has certainly consolidated a whole heck of a lot. So I think we're going to need to do some thinking about that. So do please weigh in on that in the next hour. 303-713-7600. Mike in Boulder, welcome to the Jay Marvin Show. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Aaron. How are you?
I am well.
Great. It's nice to hear you back on AM 760. We enjoy Jay, but it's nice to hear you.
Thank you. It's nice to be back.
I have a quick question about the Real ID Act. I haven't heard a whole lot about it, but what little blurb I did hear about it recently is you have to pay $20 to vote or something. Is this right? And why did we not hear about this more and do anything about it? Because it seems kind of strange.
They can't charge you to vote. I can't possibly think under any circumstances whatsoever. I would be amazed to hear that was different.
Okay, I don't know where I heard that.
No, I don't know either, but I do know that we do need voting reform, though. We need to get these electronic voting machines that now have been revealed by a source inside Diebold to have back doors that can be hacked, as if we didn't know that already. But we need to have comprehensive and, I think, federal reform. You know, that's one area where I think federalism works is if you have clean elections that are uniformly run around the country with verifiable voting procedures. In other words, I don't want to ever walk up to a voting machine, vote for John Kerry, and see George Bush's name come up ever in our country.
I don't
want people like Karl Rove to be able to Machiavellian manipulate. I mean, I just interviewed a guy, Bob Fitrakis, last week, who was talking about how he's running around the country with his new book that he edited, which is a compilation of evidence indicating that they did steal the election in Ohio. flat out, full stop, done, you know, by not so much by hacking the electronic machines, but by skewing the voting machines available to the public, by making it very difficult to vote in inner city precincts where Kerry was likely to win. I mean, this is what we have to watch out for. And I don't see any evidence that Howard Dean is still making sure that that's going to happen. Do you? Because voting is key.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so. He's definitely a strong voice, which we need.
Very strong
voice. But
I'm
not sure where he's going with it.
Like him a lot. But I want to make sure that, because I thought Kerry was going to take care of it last time, and apparently he did not. So I want to make sure we're clear. Thank you so much for your call, Mac.
I just hope our attention spans are long enough to remember all of these things in 2008.
Me too. Thanks a bunch for your call. And I called you by the wrong name, so I apologize. I'm Aaron Hart. This is News Radio 710 Cairo. It's 303. I'm sorry. It's AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin.
On Roe v. Wade, gay marriage, and other important issues.
I will decide every case based on the record.
Independence, EI2025.org. That's EI2025.org.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hurricane Rita. How fast will the response be this time?
Now, the latest from CBS News.
AKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. Rita is lumbering across the Gulf of Mexico, a Category 5 hurricane with 165-mile-an-hour winds. It's on track to smash into the Texas coast in Galveston in less than 2 days, with Houston just a few dozen miles away. And so many thousands of people are fleeing the storm that a major Houston interstate has been converted to a one-way street heading north, inland.
Turned off water, turned off electricity, and the only thing that's left is a prayer.
CBS News correspondent Lee Cowan in Galveston.
The fact that this storm is still more than 36 hours out and a lot of these places are already evacuated is a testament, I think, to what people saw after Hurricane Katrina hit and realized it's just not worth staying around for a storm this powerful.
In all, more than 1.3 million people in Texas and Louisiana are under mandatory evacuation orders. Democrats are split as the Senate Judiciary Committee votes on confirming John Roberts' nomination to become Chief Justice. Live to Capitol Hill, where CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has the latest.
California Democrat Dianne Feinstein says she knows Roberts will soon be Chief Justice, but is voting no because he didn't allay her fears he'll roll back the right to legal abortion.
I'm the only woman on this committee, and when I started, I said that was going to be my bar, and he didn't cross my bar.
Utah Republican Orrin Hatch said Roberts the best nominee he's ever seen.
I'm going to vote for Judge Roberts. That's no surprise to anybody, but I can tell you he's as good as it gets.
The committee's ranking Democrat Patrick Leahy was less enthusiastic, but also will vote for Roberts. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
The fright of their lives for 140 passengers aboard a JetBlue flight making an emergency landing with a crippled nose landing gear in Los Angeles.
People were definitely praying when we were landing out loud.
Christiana Lund was apparently one of the calmer passengers aboard.
People were crying. This woman in front of me was crying, and I was holding her hand and just trying to calm her down.
Compounding the fear, the fact that the passengers were watching the whole thing live on their seatback TVs. The pilot handled it perfectly, though, brought the jet to a screeching, burning rubber stop without, it seems, any injuries. Some 9,000 jobs going to be cut, nearly 20% of the workforce in Delta Airlines' reorganization plan to get out of bankruptcy. The carrier also says there'll be pay cuts for many of those who escape the downsizing. In the end, says St. John's Business School professor Anthony Sabino, the Delta reorganization effort is going to mean fewer choices for customers.
Customers, especially on lesser traveled routes, will see fewer options, fewer flights. Some routes will be cut out completely.
And indeed, Delta does say that it will alter its schedules to concentrate now on international flying. On Wall Street, right now, the Dow Industrials average down 1 point. NASDAQ Composite is off by about 6.75, and the S&P 500 index down just about a half a point. This is CBS News.
My friend Jean and I are having lunch and talking about the new Medicare prescription drug coverage.
So anyone with Medicare can get it, no matter what your income?
Yeah, or your health, or how many prescriptions you take.
So what do I have to do?
Well, you have to choose a plan and sign up. But first you have to order before I faint.
Sign up for Medicare prescription drug coverage begins November 15th. Call 1-800-MEDICARE or visit Medicare.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Living with cataracts? Take care with Similisan Cataract Care Eye Drops. Finally, healthy relief for the symptoms of diagnosed cataracts is available over-the-counter. While only surgery can remove cataracts, Similisan Homeopathic Cataract Care stimulates your eye's natural ability to temporarily relieve cataract symptoms. Plus, Similisan is safe to use with no known side effects. Cataract relief shouldn't be hard to find, and now it isn't. Look for Similisan in the eye care section of your local retailer. Take care. Similisan Cataract Care. Read and follow label directions.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We do have a couple accidents still working for the drive. One westbound 6th Avenue near I-70, then one northbound I-25 at Yale. It's been pushed off to the shoulder. Southbound I-25, still bunching up for the ride into downtown and through T-Rex. Watch for stall on the ramp from Evans on to southbound I-25. Then we're a little slow eastbound I-70 from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard, but things starting to look better there. Then Aurora, southbound 225, still a little slow into the tech center and around town. Actually looking pretty good on the diagonal, Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway, and the turnpike moving along just fine as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. Looking at the forecast, mix of sun and clouds today with showers expected this afternoon and highs in the 70s. Right now, 67 degrees. Want a real deal? Try Subway Restaurants. $2.49 daily special, a different 6-inch sub every day of the week. Thursday is good as SD Italian BMT 6-inch sub loaded with all your favorites for just $2.49. Limited time offer at participating restaurants. Subway, eat fresh. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
This is, I guess, what happens when you've been doing radio for this long a time and you're Rush Limbaugh.
I think the left has been waiting for the next terrorist attack.
This is a sick man.
I hope he gets the kind of psychiatric help that he needs.
Folks, at 303-291-0155. They're proud to sponsor this important message.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 9:06. Thank you for joining me on the Jay Marvin Show on Boulder's Progressive Talk, AM 760. It's good to be with you this morning. It may rain today, but we'll clear a few things up for you. We've got Nikki Fink standing by. She'll be coming up just shortly. To talk about, they shoot news anchors, don't they? Actually, this was sent to me by a Colorado listener suggesting that we get book her because I tend to think that the...
Cursor, plagued by villainous viruses, let computer superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides personalized, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support for your home or home office. By phone or in person, hardware or software, there is no task too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250, or click on the banner inside your media player.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
Karina, when they switched back to Aruba.
Right.
What's up, Sam?
No, I was just calling. You know, they're talking about like the right-wingers have arm up on this religion. They're so religious and everything.
Yeah.
But every time that a Republican is in office, we always got to tighten up, pull up stuff. We go into a depression. And but the Democrats got to go straighten it out. But it's not going to take that long. When this guy gets through, we got 3 more years of this clown.
I know.
When he gets through messing this country up, and people get out of work and get to losing things. Remember Ronald Reagan?
Yes.
I saw people walking off from their mortgages.
I know.
It was houses dropped down to $30,000.
Yeah.
Right around, all over the place, all over Colorado. I mean,
yep.
Every time that they get in office, and these right-wingers jump down there and put him in thinking, well, you know, they really don't give up programs. But we do corporate welfare, and all our money's over in Iraq, and all these hurricanes are going on now. Where's he going to get the money? And the only one they want to cut from is the poor and the middle class.
Yep, and that's who they're cutting it from, just as fast and busily as they can. You're absolutely right,
that's right.
Sam. Yep.
Billions of dollars being spent. Why should I give up my right of living when I'm barely making it now? What else have I got to give up? My life?
Very good questions, and we'll tackle some of those throughout this hour. Thank you, Sam, so much.
Thanks, Aaron. I love you, too.
You bet. I'm glad. Nikki Fink is a columnist for the L.A. Weekly. She's got a rather searing column in Deadline Hollywood. They shoot news anchors, don't they? Good morning and welcome. It was recommended by one of my Colorado listeners that we book you, Nikki. She checked out your column and liked it quite a bit. Basically, and I don't like Kara Phillips either. Between her and Rush Limbaugh's girlfriend, they get quite a bit of conservative news on CNN.
Good
morning and welcome.
Aaron, how are you?
I am good, except I don't know. See, now I've worked inside the belly of the beast, as no doubt you have, but I've worked for the quote-unquote mainstream media. And I have to tell you, nobody's ever showed up at my desk and said, you have to cover the story this way. With the possible exception of once when a couple of our anchors got into trouble and somebody gave me some advice on how to handle a touchy subject about something somebody else had said against a group in the community. But other than that, I've never seen anybody come to my desk and tell me how to cover it. Your article talks about instances of media consolidation and certainly the lobbyist for Tom DeLay going to work for CNN in Washington sounds kind of grim. But do they really directly influence the news? I mean, are there memos that we can trace where they say, okay, you're going to cover the story this way and quit mentioning that George Bush is screwing up?
Well, there's a lot of answers to that question. I mean, first of all, people are always extremely surprised to find out the background of big media. By that I mean that I have spent a long time I've been with Newsweek. I've been with the Los Angeles Times.
I thought I recognized your name. It's from the Belly of the Beast, but
yeah,
I just want to make sure.
Associated Press. I mean, I have been covering, you know, for mainstream media for a long time, and now I'm working for an alternative paper, LA Weekly. And the main reason that I'm working there is because I am allowed to tell the truth. I have had situations just personally where I'm not allowed to tell the truth about big companies. In fact, I once wrote about Disney, and Disney didn't like the way I wrote about it and tried to get me fired. There is a, big media, when you look at the top people, I think that Sumner Redstone once said it best. He was a longtime Democrat. He is the head of Viacom, which is the parent company of CBS. And he talked about it, and he said, look, you know, yes, I've been a Democrat, and in my heart, personally, I'm a Democrat.
Right.
But it happens that I vote for Viacom, and Viacom is my life, and I do believe that a Republican administration is better for media companies than a Democratic one.
Well, let me interject quickly. I'm not surprised big corporations have tried to get my jobs, too, and who knows, maybe they succeeded a couple of times and I didn't know about it. But I agree that this consolidation and Sumner Redstone's theory of things is prevalent throughout the industry. I mean, I'm a liberal in talk radio. I understand what you're saying about that.
Look, we have been, when Jack Welch was the head of General Electric and therefore the parent company of NBC, he used to openly boast to people and in speeches and things like that, that he helped, quote, turn avowed liberals Tim Russert and Chris Matthews. I mean, Chris Matthews used to be
a liberal.
Yes.
Oh, I remember interviewing him when he was a liberal.
Yeah, he was Tip O'Neill. He had a very liberal column out of San Francisco when he left Congress. And he went to, got this gig at MSNBC, and slowly you saw his politics changing. And people said that also about Tim Russert. And Jack Welch used to boast openly that he changed it. There was a huge debate about this, but the memos were inarguable.
Well, you apparently remind us that Representative Henry Waxman is still waiting for GE to turn over in-house tapes that would prove that Welch did order the network, for example, to reverse course and call the election for Bush instead of Gore.
Absolutely. And Jeffrey Immelt and Bob Wright are very much in their, the successors to Jack Welch are very much in his political pattern. Not only does Jeffrey Immelt, not only has he said in interviews that he would like MSNBC to be a, quote, clone of Fox News, but he sits on several Republican panels that President Bush has set up. For instance, the one that was going to get rid of privatized Social Security, that Jeffrey Immelt sits on that. And he has actually talked about how the war in Iraq was very good for GE's security business. I mean, I found it really disgusting that in the whole run-up to the war in Iraq, which MSNBC was one of the biggest cheerleaders, that not once did anybody on the network, either NBC or MSNBC, ever say that GE had billions of dollars in contract spending.
Sure.
I mean, more than half of Iraq's power grid is GE technology. And let's not forget that the corporate spokesperson is a former advisor to George Bush and Condoleezza Rice, who once served as press secretary to former First Lady Barbara Bush. Or I should say Barbara Let-Em-Eat-Cake Bush.
Because they're so much better off living in a stadium.
Yeah.
It's just the noblesse oblige nonsense. I'm using that word incorrectly. But anyway, go ahead.
Let's look at the tax breaks. I mean, you never saw this anywhere. I mean, there was no reporting on this. Back in October of 2004, almost a year ago, the Republican-controlled Congress gave $137 billion in corporate tax breaks, and $8 billion of those tax breaks, I mean, an enormous sum, went to GE, the parent company of NBC, and they spent $17 million lobbying for it. I mean, that's an incredible amount. Of course they're going to do anything they can for the administration. I mean, last night you're watching Joe Scarborough, and he's pounding the governor and the mayor in Louisiana and
New Orleans. that's the spin coming out of the Bush administration.
Yeah, but you know, you have this incredible week where the anchors, I said they were sort of off their leashes. They were reporting the truth. I mean, I remember Joe Scarborough, where he was pounding the administration when he was in Mississippi. And in fact, after I wrote my story, both O'Reilly and Scarborough squealed like stuck pigs to me. I mean, it was incredible. O'Reilly really more than criticized. I mean, he attacked me on the air. Joe sent me this long email attacking what I said. But, I mean, the facts are there. He changed his position 180 degrees. Let's look at, and you know, because you have to remember, it was almost a perfect storm of events. You had one of the busiest vacation weeks ever. I mean, everybody's on vacation the week of Labor Day. I mean, all the big bosses.
Sure.
But they're off in Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard and Maine and wherever rich people go. And you then had also this incredible tragic storm. And anchors went down, and they reported what they saw.
Well, I agree with you. Anderson Cooper, Shep Smith. By the way, is he still working for Fox? I haven't seen him as much. And Brian Williams, I think, did a very good job down there.
Excellent. And they really did. And they really, you could tell, I mean, the emotion that was coming through your TV screen. When news is unvarnished, when news is truthful, when news is coming from both the head and the heart.
Mm-hmm.
But then things change, and there are memos, and there are instructions given to the heads of news companies. I mean, we all know about the Fox News memos.
Oh, yeah, they do it without a doubt and shamelessly.
I mean, it's been documented by former workers.
I just don't want to believe that CNN and MSNBC are totally compromised yet. But
CNN was really amazing because I felt that they were really holding official feet to the fire.
Me too.
During this. But, you know, Dick Parsons is a registered Republican. He used to work for Nelson Rockefeller.
Mm.
He is very close ties to many, many, many people in the Bush administration and flaunts those ties. I mean, CNN did almost a 180-degree turn a week, you know, like once everybody got back from Labor Day weekend, it was like, okay, you all have been off the choke chain. We're now going to yank it again, and you've got to toe the party line again.
We only have about a minute left, but I'd love to know your quick thoughts on how we can reform this. How can we change it?
Well, there is no way. I'm sorry to be so negative, but, I mean, as long as the FCC is now controlled by Republicans,
right,
as long as the White House is controlled by Republicans, and as long as Congress is controlled by Republicans, the only possible way is to get Congress back.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the first step here. One other way, of course, is the Internet, is talk radio like Air America, to at least try to get the other side out.
Right, absolutely. And, of course, columns by Nikki Fink in the L.A. Weekly. Thanks. I'd love to talk to you on my other show, too, and I will be in touch with you. But thank you very much for joining us today and laying it out for us, would you? Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Nikki Fink. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show on Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's 303-713-7600. Is Nikki Fink right? And, I just don't want to think that it's totally co-opted yet. I want to still think that there's a possibility for a fair and free press, and I may be hopelessly naive. I'm Aaron Hart. This is News Radio Air America, Boulder's Progressive.
Shop your Denver area Ace Hardware store today. Ace, a helpful place. I'm Bailey, AM 760.
Home game September 25th to the McCormick Tribune Foundation's Hurricane Katrina Relief Campaign. For more information, go to ColoradoRockies.com.
Sticking it to righties everywhere. J. Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
This is Eric. Barnhart, filling in for Jay Marvin. Good morning. Thank you for welcoming me back to the Front Range this morning. It's 9:23. Good morning. We're going to check in with several of you. We've got a quick interview with State Senator Ken Gordon to find out how his journey is going. And John in Seattle, in Centennial, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Hey, welcome back. I always appreciate Thanks. Your take on things.
Thank you.
You know that your guest hit it on the head. I'm thinking back on a Bill Moyer interview with Gore Vidal, and he basically said,
"Yes,
we're overwhelmed." All right,
yeah.
And this is true. You know, and I've survived a lot of crisis and catastrophe in my life. And whenever you're faced with it, what you need to do is evaluate what's in front of you, and then one step at a time, chip away at a little piece or the most important things in the priorities first.
Sure.
We're in a country where, you know, the media, ever since the days of Bonzo Goes to Washington and all the deregulation that happened then, you know, the media controls this country. You know, they tell us what to buy and all that. You know, and they've gotten real good at that, but they tell us what to believe. And they do have total control. I had a debate once with Jay about that the fact we don't get the news, in his mind, was driven by the dollar and the corporation and, you know, what ads you can sell and all that.
I think that's a good part of it, actually. I do tend to come more from Jay's school than perhaps maybe some of you. But that's okay. I've also had years inside the belly of the beast, and maybe I've been conditioned a bit. But
yeah, and I think, you know, I think that is a very big part, you know, the money following it. But we have been conditioned into, I've been, for about 15 years ago, I used to be real outspoken about the unconstitutional way that the Federal Reserve and the IRS did business, and by doing so, you know, I found a phenomenon happening. You'd talk about that or some other government shenanigans and at a party or whatever, invariably there was 20-30-40% of the people there would roll their eyes and, oh, one of those conspiracy nuts, you know. It's like we've been conditioned into a way of thinking.
What I like to see, and thank you very much for your call, John. See, part of the problem is Nikki Fink's got great opinions and great assumptions, like A, they control it, so B, these anchors are succumbing to them. But even though she mentioned some of the memos that she alluded to, I need to see the memos. Do you know what I mean? And I think in some ways I'm always hesitant to say that because I'm not sure that Brian Williams actually would refuse to do something that his corporate masters rather suggested him to do, but I could be wrong. So I just guess I know that there are certain things maybe that are done by self in order in anticipation of what someone might do. Ken in Boulder, welcome to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. By the way, the number is 303-713-7600. Good morning.
Good morning.
And what was your thought, Ken?
My thought is about the financing the repairs in the Gulf area.
Okay.
And President Bush says there will be no tax increase.
Right.
That's not true. He plans to pay for it by increasing the deficit. And the deficit is a tax, very definitely a cruel and unjust tax on our children and grandchildren.
What a great point. Thank you so much, Ken. I appreciate it. Roger in Highlands Ranch, welcome. Hey, Roger.
How you doing?
Thanks for the suggestion to get Nikki Fink.
Hey, I think that was excellent.
Cool.
Hey, you know, when you sit there and you say you kind of find it hard to believe that these anchors would not bow to their interests, I mean, you know, come on, 60 Minutes bowed. More than once.
I know.
I mean,
they
bowed on the smoking issue. They bowed on the one that came. I mean, and what institution in American journalism today is bigger than 60 Minutes and would have the power to stand up to their corporate masters more than 60 Minutes?
You know,
and they're caving.
You know, this is one reason why I like it that you keep firing at me, Roger in Highlands Ranch, because, you know, you're making me fess up and face up to some things that I just don't want to. I don't want to believe that that happens. I was brought up, you know, admiring the icons of the business and thinking that it was a you know, it was a way of getting at the truth. That's one reason why I love talk radio, though, is I'm not as bound to, you know, I can weigh in with opinions, informed opinions. I like to have it backed up. But you're absolutely right. It has been shown that they have caved a couple of times. And I know that Ted Koppel probably bit his tongue a lot when ABC was trying to pull a bunch of stuff on him. Although he does tend, I think, more than any other anchor to mention the corporate interests that Disney or you know, Cap Cities may have.
Yeah, and I mean, the memos are out there, too. Henry Waxman's been trying to get them since 2000 out of GE.
Well,
about what happened in NBC that night.
Yep, I mentioned that with Nikki Fink, and you know, I want to see him too. I think full disclosure is our only hope. But I also agree with her that we have very little hope of any kind of reformation with the FCC in control of the right-wing Republicans.
Right, and then we've got very little hope of actually winning stuff back unless the outrage gets so great that people stop just listening to the spin that comes out before the election.
Do you think the Internet is helping with that? Do you think most people have the kind of time to surf that, say, you and I seem to?
There's pluses and minuses. I think one of the problems with the Internet is we're getting much more compartmentalized.
Mm.
People are only getting the news they want to get,
right?
Which makes it much more difficult to break into, you know,
yeah.
You know, to get the message out to people who are getting, you know, the right wing media machine feeding them all the information. I mean, because they sit there, they get on, you know, Rush Limbaugh's talking points list or Scarborough's talking points list and that kind of stuff, and then they just totally ignore anything that they hear otherwise.
Well, and on the liberal side, although, see, the liberal side tends to do digests of actual real news that's been out there, you know,
yeah.
Apart from Daily Coast and some, you know, blogs and such. I mean, like truthout.org, for example, I like them because they pick the articles that I'm probably most interested in reading anyway, but from oftentimes from mainstream media or really good columnists who back their stuff up. Roger, thanks for giving us more.
One more thing.
I've got to go to a break. I'm sorry.
Okay, have a good one.
This one's a hard one. Thank you so much, Roger, in Highlands Ranch. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin on Boulder's Progressive Talk, AM 760. It's 303-713-7600. Now it's time for CBS News Update.
CBS News Update. I'm Dan Raviv. Hurricane Rita in the eastern half of the Gulf of Mexico heading west.
Rita has weakened to 165 mph maximum sustained winds, but it's still a very dangerous Category 5 hurricane.
Chris Lauer of the National Hurricane Center, the Gulf Coast of Texas, likely to be hardest hit tomorrow night or Saturday. And to the east, where Hurricane Katrina killed over 1,000 people 3 weeks ago?
We're forecasting 3 to 5 inches of rain for that area. We've also issued a tropical storm watch for New Orleans and Lake Pontchartrain, which means the tropical storm conditions could occur there.
Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco just warned of dangerous wind and rain, telling people near the coast, including New Orleans, to leave.
Again, we think life is the first and most important thing. We will deal with property in the aftermath of the storm.
And on the Texas coast, Brent Fuller of KPRC Radio.
Beautiful 90-plus degree weather out here on Galveston Island. The wind hasn't even started kicking up yet. There's a couple of folks jogging along the way.
Calm before the big storm. CBS News Update, I'm Dan Raviv.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We still have one accident working. It's eastbound I-76 just past Federal, so expect a little bit of bunching there. Southbound I-25 still slow into downtown and through T-Rex. I-70 moving along fine as you make your way between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. Southbound 225, a little sluggish into the Tech Center and around town. We're in great shape on the diagonal Foothills Parkway and Highway 93. The Turnpike moving along fine as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster and on to the forecast. A mix of sun and clouds today. Maybe a shower this afternoon.
Jim? It's still summer.
Well, yeah, but 2006 is here now at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Get to Freedom Harley-Davidson and see the huge selection of brand-new 2006 models in stock now. Plus, the new fall line of genuine Harley-Davidson apparel is in, too. Freedom Harley-Davidson is on Colfax, two blocks west of Wadsworth. Or check freedomh-d.com for more info. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Happy New Year!
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
What do you want in the night?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Club Sky presents Pyro Fusion Fridays. Watch fire dancers as they perform every Friday night at Club Sky. DJ Devastate will heat up the dance floor with the hottest top 40 in house mixes. Try the blazing hot Pyro TV. All at Club Sky, located above Jackson's and Lodo. Visit maxnights.com for more details. Don't know where to go tonight? Log on to maxnights.com and get VIP passes and special invites to Denver's premier parties.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-6096 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-6096 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-6096.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
To pinch hit. It's 303-713-7600. I just realized I made myself both a shortstop and a pinch hitter, but... But hey, next I'll be playing for the Colorado Rockies. Hey, they couldn't be any worse. I'm sorry. That was bad. We have a bad team, too. What is it? Okay, I'm on to Heather in Colorado Springs. State Senator, be darned. Where is he? Well, his cell phone cut out. Your luck, you're on. Go.
Okay. I just had a couple of things relevant to what you've been talking about. I absolutely loved your Nikki Fink interview, and I wanted to point out to the listeners that it's NikkiFinke.
Yes, that's a good thing to do. Yes, in case they're trying to look up, you know, Nikki Fink in another way. Yes, absolutely. And you can also find her article, which is entitled "They Shoot News Anchors, Don't They?" which is right on the LA Weekly page, September 16th through 22nd. Go
ahead. That's right. And Aaron, by the way, when you're giving us your website, are you with an E or no E?
I am with an E, E-R-I-N-H-A-R-T, and it's aaronhartshow.com.
Yay. Okay,
and
thank
it shows
you.
Wherever else I am, and I stream on the Internet wherever I am. So
that's great.
Just to let you know.
Well, I agree with you 100% that it's oversight, absolutely essential, but what do we do for the next few years? Because there's no way that's going to turn around, you know, within five. So we've got to work on turning it around, and that means oversight at all sorts of different levels. I mean, you have to make sure that the FCC is doing its job, but you also have to make sure that Congress is watching the FCC a bit, too.
Yes.
It's the same sort of thing that the Republicans are always complaining about labor unions. You just had that wonderful labor union ad on, and it was very powerful.
Yes.
Because I remember seeing those ads, if you don't come in Sunday, don't come in Monday, which is what employers used to tell people before labor unions started. So that,
work 60 hours a week. You'll really like it.
Exactly, and people don't realize now that that was the way it was, and that if you do leave businesses to make their own rules, some of them are going to be fine and some of them are going to be rotten. And you just have to have some way of controlling or at least overseeing what's going on and giving people a voice.
Very true. Listen, Heather, I do have Senator Gordon now, so actually now I'm going to bump you for Senator Gordon.
Okay, sweetheart.
Sorry about that. Thank you, Heather. Thanks, Senator Gordon. Nice to be with you again. Welcome.
Hi, Erin. I'm sorry about Heather, but...
That's okay. We bumped you. We got disco. Anyway, let's just go back to ColoradoWalk.org. What's going on? How are your feet?
Well, I've got blisters on my right foot, but I'm doing fine. I feel good. We've walked over 150 miles. We're actually halfway through the state. We start this morning at 10, just south of the Air Force Academy, and we have an event in Colorado Springs this evening.
Now, that's a dangerous territory to be for C&D. How is that going out in conservative right-wing Colorado Springs?
Well, you know, the mayor and the city council have endorsed it. One of the things that I think is true is that people who know where the weight-bearing walls of our society are, the engineers and architects that, you know, have designed our society, know that we can't cut education, healthcare, and transportation anymore and still have a functioning community.
Would that your words were wise, and we were doing a Washington walk up here where they want to revoke the gas tax. By the way, State Senator, I was wondering earlier, what percentage of our of a gallon of gas in Colorado now is devoted to taxes?
Oh, I don't know. It's not a lot. I mean, people complain about any tax, but they want the roads that the gas tax pays for.
Yeah.
I think it's 5%.
Okay. Well, I just was curious because I think one of the things that concerns people is that they're going to get benefit for their money. But you've got all sorts of safeguards set in, and you know, it's not like their government will be wasting their money. It's critical, necessary. I just read the front page of the Denver Post this morning that more and more counties are stretched to the max because of how much they're being asked to contribute for Medicaid now that they're planning to cut it.
We're just asking for basics, not extravagances at all. Colorado's a low-tax state. If C&D passes, it'll still be a low-tax state. It'll still have the part of Tabor that says that we can't raise taxes without a vote of the people. This is really necessary. And the people, like I said, conservative Republicans like Norma Anderson, Steve Johnson, and the governor, who know what goes into keeping our structures working, education, health care, they're in favor of it. In our day and age, this day and age, we need to spend more money on education because we need people to be able to work in high tech and biotech, or places like China, India, and Singapore will take away all those jobs.
Yeah, just read Tom Friedman for about a week and you'll realize that, too. Absolutely, or to remind yourself of it. In terms of that, Senator Gordon, what, again, is your benefits or your information gathering tonight in Colorado Springs? Remind everyone where it is again if they want to go.
Right. I think it's at a park called Monument Valley Park, and it's in the center of Colorado Springs. The mayor is going to be there with us.
It's gorgeous.
At 5:30. Mm-hmm. And the people can come and ask questions, even disagree with us, but we want to get information out. It's an odd year election. In Colorado, in the presidential election last year, 2 million people voted. We've never had 1 million people vote in an odd year election. So important for people to get out to vote. This is very important to Colorado. It's as important as who the governor or the president is. So people need to take responsibility about it and vote for C&D.
Thank you very much, Senator Ken Gordon, who is walking around the state now on mile 150 and in Colorado Springs this evening, Monument Valley Park. Thanks so much, Senator.
Thank you.
I'm Erin Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin on The Jay Marvin Show. Now, welcome back. Anybody who wants to call in, be you Heather or Bill or Jack or Jill, give us a call at 303-713-7600. You don't have to have those names either. You can be Herkimer for all I care. 303-713-7600. I'd love to hear from you on anything we've talked about on AM.
To the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will.
Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-449-1705. That's 1-800-449-1705. 1-800-449-1705.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Club Sky presents Pyro Fusion Fridays. Watch fire dancers as they perform every Friday night at Club Sky. DJ Devastate will heat up the dance floor with the hottest top 40 in house mixes. Try the blazing hot Pyro team. All at Club Sky, located above Jackson's and Lodo. Visit maxnights.com for more details. Don't know where to go tonight? Log on to maxnights.com and get VIP passes and special invites to Denver's premier parties.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
George Bush means what you're saying to the world and to your neighbors here in this country is, I don't care. I don't care about the air. I don't care about law. I don't care about
running on time. And thanks to Jerry Bell for the work. And now let's go to Scott in Fort Collins. Welcome.
Hello, Aaron.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, I just wanted to call in and say you're doing a great job, and I wanted to make some comments about Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave here in the 4th Congressional District.
Yes.
I want to first plug Angie Picone because she's going to be a great congresswoman. She stands for the things that are important to people in our district, health, education, the environment, and I think she's going to do a good job with the agricultural interest in the eastern part of the state. You know, the other day, Marilyn Musgrave wrote an editorial in the Fort Collins, Colorado, and she was bragging about how she had done such a good care with listening to the concerns of health care to the people of our district. Well, you know, she actually, if you go to Project Vote Smart, which was a website that was founded by Presidents Ford and Carter, nonpartisan, she has a 22% rating in healthcare. Only 24 people in all of Congress have a worst rating, and here she is voting, you know, saying that she's doing such a great job.
Yeah, well, good for you for mentioning it. I'm sure Angie appreciates that, too. Thank you very much, Scott, in Fort Collins. Yeah, it's going to be, I hope it's a heated race. I hope it's a horse race. I'm not fond of Marilyn Musgrave. Alan in Westminster, welcome, and thanks for joining us on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm well.
You know, it just makes me a little bit trepidatious, this thing that Bush wants to do, how he's going to pay for it and everything, but he likes to talk about Amsterdam being under sea level. Well, one of the things that we need to remember about Holland and the Dutch is that they have a liberal drug policy, and they're not locking up all these people and building all these prisons. You know, they take that money that we're currently spending to warehouse people for nonviolent crimes and use it to improve their infrastructure. That's why they can afford to have all this stuff to help prevent them from going under. Then the Republicans like to cry about how we're claiming that it's Bush's fault that we're having hurricanes. Well, he didn't sign up to the Kyoto Protocol for global warming, and it's the warm water in the Gulf that's aggravating these storms. So in a way, you can definitely say that, yes, he is.
Well, I don't know whether you can blame everything, because there were more hurricanes technically in 69, but it is true that they are getting more ferocious, and they're coming thick and fast this season for sure.
Oh, yeah, and I'm a big hemp activist advocate, and we could get into having biodiesel more and having biomass on the planet.
I have no problem with the legalization of drugs, and I have no problem with them being distributed in some sort of sane mechanism. Thank you much for your call.
All right.
Although I will warn against, you know, becoming addicted to anything, and I need to do that responsibly because I did. And I'm in recovery now, so I'm very glad to do that. And also, don't forget to check out National Enquirer if you want some good gossip about George Bush today. Craig in Wiggins, welcome.
Hey, Aaron, how you doing?
I am well. You know, I've always enjoyed saying Wiggins since I was a child. I don't know why. It just always makes me laugh.
I know it. It's no one ever hears about it. It's like, where's Wiggins at? So that would be wonderful. I mean, I've watched their blatant corruption. I've looked at all sides, and I'm just sick by it. And is there a way that, if the Democrats were to take control, that they can actually prosecute our president and his cabinet?
Well, it depends on whether they've done things that are impeachable offenses. Yes, we have gone after cabinets and presidents before in the past when they committed illegal acts, and I'm hoping we do so if that's the case here. And the reason I'm saying if is, I mean, I suspect pretty strongly, as you may, that there may be some breaches of national security. John Dean has written rather cogently on this particular issue. For one, they lied and got us into a war. But, you know, it helps to have things that are written down. I mean, one of the things that did Richard Nixon in were two things, I think, principally. One is that taping system. The other thing, well, three things maybe. Let me change. I'm going to be like the Spanish Inquisition. No, make it four things. But the other was he annoyed every single one of his constituencies. George Bush is starting down that road, thank goodness, in the sense of, well, like, for example, Richard Nixon annoyed big business by wage price freeze controls. You know, he did, and he annoyed right-wing conservatives by going to China. So he did a number of things that were the right thing to do, perhaps, politically and policy-wise, but he annoyed people so that when he got into trouble, he had no one to save him. Do you see what I'm saying?
I that makes a lot of sense.
So by promising to help poor people, and not only that, among them, not only poor white people, but poor black people, he could be offending an awful lot of the right-wing constituency in this country. I shouldn't, you know, necessarily malign all of them, because not all of them are bigoted. But I think one of the things that he's doing is he's systematically annoying quite a few of people, not only in his base, but in the great American middle. And that may cause him the most problem. The other thing was that the Washington Post, under Katie Graham, was not given up. They kept covering the story, and they had an inside source. So I would say with an inside source and a committed press outlet that keeps going after them to discover the real truth, we might just get her done.
Yeah, because I would hate to see George Bush, you know, walk away into the sunset and enjoy his wealth. I you know, for all the havoc that has happened since he has taken office.
you know, the two things are, you know, big corporations, I feel like, you know, they're getting center stage. And then just the inner corruptions, like with Roe, you know, all those little things there that I'd like to see him held accountable for.
I would agree. I would like to see it done, too. Thank you so much for your call.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it, Aaron.
You bet. Karl Rove, by the way, there have been some attempts to make limits on his investigation, but I think they may not get it done. We'll see. Keep an eye on the Karl Rove story, though. It's still popping in there somewhere. And Heather P. wrote us, if I get a chance, Heather, I'll try to add the rest of your story since we had to rudely interrupt you. But I also want to, and I got a letter from her, so but let me go first to Claire in Aurora. Hi, Claire.
Hello.
Hey, hi.
I'm in Loveland. Very little said about the fact that there's a rally to mirror Cindy Sheehan's peace rally in Washington, D.C. this Saturday.
Coming up this weekend on Saturday, you
That's
betcha.
That's right. Saturday the 24th, 12:30, west steps of the Capitol in Denver. It'd be pretty sad to not have a very good turnout, so I'm hoping people can go.
Absolutely. I should have mentioned that, and thank you very much. There are going to be local demonstrations going on here in Seattle as well. But the west steps of the Capitol, 12:30, you said?
That's right.
On
Saturday. That's Broadway and Colfax in Denver.
Excellent. Yep. Know right where it is.
Thanks so much.
Well, good on you. Please go, and thank you very much for mentioning that. Air America and NPR and Still Indie News Forums may get private divorce if it stay on air for a couple of years. And I understand that. It's really hard. Thank you very much, Heather. And let's go to Gary. And I forget where you are, Gary. Fort Collins, is it? Colorado Springs, sorry.
The liberal mecca of Colorado Springs.
Well,
please,
yes,
please.
Such a liberal mecca.
You were bad-mouthing our fair city a while ago as being conservative. We've got more registered Dems here than you've got in Boulder. it's just that they're all hiding under rocks down here.
It is true. You have about a minute. Go for it, then.
We've got our own anti-war rally going on here in Colorado Springs on Saturday at 12:30 at 802 North Nevada. And did the Democratic folks who were walking down this way happen to say when they were arriving in our fair city? I didn't catch that on your earlier talk.
I believe they're there now, and the Monument Valley meeting is at 5:30 this evening. That much I do know. You can go to ColoradoWalk.org and figure out where they are.
Okay. And
it has a in front of it. The Colorado Walk.
Hope to see a lot of your listeners in Colorado Springs on Saturday at noon.
Yes, indeed. Show them in force. Scare those people in Colorado Springs. Scare the Focus on the Family really, really badly. Thank you, John Turk, once again, and thank you all. Thanks to everyone who contributed both in writing and vocally to the show. And thanks for listening, most of all. For Jay Marvin, I'm Aaron Hart. Don't forget to tune in to Jay today when he fills in on the Ed Schultz Show.
Computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control. And you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself